Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the fifth day of May 2009 on this Tuesday edition. And we are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Tell you about some of the guests coming up in the show in the next segment. We're also going to have wide open phones today. You know, many days now when I come in here and have my stack of news and information I want to cover, it just amazes me how serious, how over the top, how clearly tyrannical all of it is. I mean, the despotism is running wild across the face of our planet in a big way, in a huge way. And so coming up later in this hour, this news is too important to just come right into the show and start covering it. I must build up to it because I need to somehow note that this is big, important information, that this is something special, that this is shocking, that this is of great import. Because if I just mix it in with the rest of the news, it will just only serve to condition all of us, including myself, to become acclimated, acclimatized, that is comfortable with our position of slavery. This is how tyranny generally works. Sometimes it comes quickly, but the elites throughout history have found it's better for it to be a creeping sort of death. We have Mike Rivera of What Really Happened joining us coming up in an hour. And then we have a Harvard economist who's saying decriminalized drugs. Jeffrey Myron will be popping in briefly coming up later in the show today. We're going to have Ernest Hancock, We Are Change Arizona, talking about some of the things that they are doing there, including preparing to hand out 10,000 Obama deception DVDs they've burned when Obama comes to the local university there in Phoenix. So that is coming up today, but most of those are kind of mini guests that'll pop in 15, 20 minutes. We will have open phones while those guests are on today. Now, the big news today is not the fact that our fan-based YouTube site that was getting over a million views a week as of late, it was turning into just a mega juggernaut. Every video he posted more than a dozen a day. So we usually do about 3 hours a day live at PrisonPlanet.tv. They're 10-minute videos. Do the math. We're talking about 18 videos, I guess, on average. Each one getting about 10,000 views within a few days. Some of them getting a million views. Some of them getting a half million views, 200,000 views. I mean, you know, some of them hit the zeitgeist, as they say. And there's hundreds of other big channels promoting our videos and clipping clips of my films into their films. I mean, we're huge. We dominate. We're numero uno. There's no doubt about that in the world of political information on video websites, not just YouTube and Google, but everywhere. Domination. And I've been noticing the last few months a clear hunting down of patriot, libertarian, conservative, anti-New World Order, grassroots liberal sites. I mean, you know, mainstream news was showing the Marines throwing the puppy off the cliff, and YouTube will still ban it to this day. They do not allow showing the troops killing Iraqi kids. You know, they don't, and because the White House admits and Lieberman admits that's not allowed. So they ban anything that isn't establishment now at YouTube. I mean, Google is the whore of the internet to the New World Order, and because they have the nerve to claim, do no evil, don't be evil, when they are a CIA, NSA admitted command base to take over the entire internet, and they're hypocritical criminals. We'll break that down when we get back and a lot more.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There is no doubt that the mainstream media, the European Union, the United States, Canada, the Western world has declared war on all forms of liberty and freedom, all forms of independence and honor, private property, free speech. It is all under savage attack. You know, tens and tens and tens of millions of views at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And what makes me angry at YouTube is that the hypocritical creatures suspended the account, fan-based account, that was just getting bigger and bigger. Every week was in the top videos, routinely number one on YouTube. And that's just one outpost for us on YouTube, which is one outpost of hundreds in the digital war. One of hundreds of big outposts. There are millions and billions total small outposts. But a key fight in the info war against the globalists, a key place where we're able to reach out to new people and wake up just untold amounts of folks, unlock their minds. But what upsets me is that I'm sure you've heard about this. You can just put it into a search engine and pull it up if you haven't. That Google is digitizing all the major literary works of all time, including the Bible, Harry Potter, Sun Tzu's Art of War. Whether it has a copyright or not, Google is allowed to do it because they were set up by MIT and the Central Intelligence Agency, and they office out and their development firm out of the NASA complex. And we've had Mr. Steele and other CIA high-level agents on in technology to document who the people are at the CIA, just like AT&T and all these big outfits are government-run or controlled, IBM, Walmart. It's all infrastructure. It's all intertied together. This is the military-industrial complex. And it is a government operation to dominate the Internet. They are digitizing all the printed works in the world, claiming they can do it, claiming they own it. But then I show a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article. That's what got the Alex Jones channel taken down. Folks, the Washington Journal on C-SPAN for 25 years, in the papers, show in New York News every day. I mean, I went to took RTF, and it's basic. You can show any news article you want. You can show clippings. I could sit here and show news articles for 4 hours every day and simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, a lot of newspapers send out their papers to all the different media outlets, radio stations, you name it, wanting them to be covered. You know, the issue here is that they said, oh, no, you can't. And the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette complained and said he can't show our news article, which was even crazier because it was about myself being attacked and libeled by them and defamed by them so I could really show it. But that's why the Alex Jones channel was completely blown away. Now, I got all this important genetically engineered H1N1 flu news. I've got police state news. I've got incredible economy news. But it is about the attack on free speech today. But again, what's happening to me is a microcosm. I'm going to break all this down after I cover other news at the bottom of the hour. But I do want you to call everybody you know. I do want to point out this live transmission on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the Internet satellite, soon to be on XM 3 hours a day. We'll give you the show times. It may be live or may be retransmitted. We're not sure yet. But we will be on. It's a done deal, signed deal, affiliate deal. You know, where they get half the ads, we get half the ads. That's why deals are done. Basic month-to-month deal has been inked with XM and Sirius to start June 6th. So the show is really becoming so mainstream. It's seen as extremely radical. But more and more big AM and FMs are picking us up because what we've talked about has all come true. We have incredible credibility. So we're making huge inroads. We are exploding. The establishment, is now paying major attention to us. We're getting death threats. We're getting threats. We're getting all sorts of dirty tricks that I won't even elaborate on here. And I just smile inwardly because I know that means my mission to damage the New World Order with truth, to go after them, to defeat them, to rout them, to stand up against them. I mean, I'm committed to this fight. There's no getting out of it now. I'm glad I committed. If I had it all over to do again, I would do it and even more. I would have just worked harder when I was young. I only put about 8 hours into this when I was 22, 23, 24. By the time I was 25, it went to about 10, 12 hours. By the time I was about 28, it went to 16 hours. Now, many days, it's 18 hours. It completely has consumed me, this mission to defeat the globalists, to bring them to justice, to warn the people, to raise the alarm. And we're doing it. And we're doing it effectively, and I am honored and blessed and humbled. Now, the big issue here is YouTube has a long history of banning anything that criticized the military, that showed them killing dogs, killing sheep, killing animals, torturing dogs, sitting off the side of the road, machine gunning whole families for fun and laughing about it. And YouTube would take these down. Even when it was on national news, Google and YouTube would take these down. And the White House admits, and the Senate admits, and Lieberman admits, they just email them what they don't like. The Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, are, quote, partners. They have employees paid for with federal grants inside YouTube now for a year, banning anything and everything. And they go through YouTube and Google on record. This is all mainstream news. You can search engine it and pulling it up. It's been covered ad nauseum. They're proud of it. The mainstream media says it's good. Banning anything and everything they want. So the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL are literally the commissariat. That's the political police in America. You don't know what commissariat is? Search engine that and give me the definition of commissariat. Commissariat. Yeah, that's the Soviet political police. And they had the NKVD that then, if the commissariat pointed you out in their little black uniforms, you would then be dragged away. And then give me the Alexander Solzhenitsyn quote, too. Oh, how we burn in the camps. I want to read that. Because, listen, when I say this, I mean it in my heart. I know it intellectually. I know it in my gut. I know it in my spirit. They are going to do the same thing here they did in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union and in Cambodia and in China. And the globalists funded it all. They plan a bloody purge in America. There is no doubt. The globalists admit it. Now, what they're trying to eat a big elephant here, but they're eating this one big piece at a time. They've already eaten about half the elephant, and they're down into our innards right now like a bunch of vampire bats on our beating heart, sucking it dry, just slathering the blood all over their little goblin-like faces. And you can see all the different little vampire bats in there having their blood meals bloated, enjoying themselves. You ever read about the feeding practices of a vampire bat? I happen to pick up this animal encyclopedia I've got that I read to my children every day, and I opened it to vampire bats this morning. It just reminded me how disgusting they are. It made me think of the New World Order. I'm not going to describe their feeding habits, but you need to go read it for yourself. Here's a commissariat. No, that's not the commissar. Just print me commissar. This is the Latin name for the supply house people in the army go to, a system for supplying an army with food supplies. Just give me commissar. And it says the commissariat's a government department in the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics. But the popular name is I'm going to the commissar, the PX, to get some cigarettes. But in the Soviet system, it's the Department of the Union of the Soviet Republics. Yeah, but that was the political police. Pull me up, commissar. Anyways, I digress. They are literally setting up a commissar, a commissariat here in the United States. There is absolutely no doubt, and when I say that, we have documentation. So that is coming up. And I'm going to give you, there's huge news all over the place. Hate crimes bills. Michael Savage can't basically go to Europe, can't go to England. Listen to this. This is a commissar. Russian commissar. Medieval Latin commissar. Is a Communist Party official assigned to a military unit to teach party principles and policies and to ensure party loyalty. One that attempts to control public opinion or its expression. The head of a government department in the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics. Okay? And they sent the NKVD. Next quote I want is Alexander Solzhenitsyn, oh, how he burned in the camps. Thank you. It's great to be able to do that because I can't type it while I talk. I can't chew gum and kick butt at the same time, as they say. I can walk and chew gum. not very well, though. Unless you get me mad. I'm one of these people that stumbles over my own feet until I get mad, and then I can jump over 8-foot fences. I think we can all do that, though, can't we? One time this bull broke the rope it was tied up to and tried to kill me, and there was an 8-foot fence, and I jumped over it with one little bound, and Jess Adkins, the large animal that I was working for, he said, that got the fire going in your belly, didn't it? YouTube. In egregious censorship of Alex Jones' channel, talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. Yeah, I was put into the potential ban list. I won't know until I ever try to fly there. And then, of course, they won't let, on the left, George Galloway come into Canada. That's how it works. Everybody gets banned. Homeland Security Agency, you know, this came out last week. We linked to it. Didn't seem to get any attention. Now it's on the Drudge Report and everywhere. Yeah, they listen to alternative media as terrorists. It's an appendix to the Homeland Security document we broke, where they the returning veterans and gun owners are terrorists. Folks, they're going to turn the commissariat loose on you, and it's going to be one hell of a fight. We'll be right back to break all this down and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9,1180. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9,3820, $4,6910 for a half ounce, and $2,3455 for the quarter ounce. That's $9,3820, $4,6910, and $2,3455.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver. Silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before.
You know what a good exercise is? Go read the quotes of Thomas Jefferson about how tyranny grows. There is no doubt the most vicious, hardcore, sinister tyranny run by the progeny of the people that carried out all the major tyranny of the last century is now preparing for a massive blood meal here in the United States. They want to wreck everything. They want to have purges. They want to have death squads. And to do that, they got to throttle the economy, bring us into a deep, sustained depression, militarize the police, which they've done, play them off against the American people. It is high treason to have the federal government signing us into a North American Union as they've done now for 4 years. It is high treason to say returning veterans are the number one terror threat. It is high treason to sign our sovereignty over to international bodies and to be setting up a new Bank of the World that openly Time Magazine says in an article titled The New World Order that will rule the United States. You are the terrorist. You are the financial and physical terrorist. You are illegitimate. And of course you declare those of us that point out your criminality is illegitimate. You're like a bank robber coming into a bank, robbing the bank himself, and then calling the police on the bank teller and saying, it's the bank teller's fault I'm hauling off all this loot, when it's the bank teller that was hitting the silent alarm. We're hitting the alarm on you, and you're saying we're the terrorist. So that's coming up in the next segment. I am very upset about what's happening. Michael Savage banned from England. George Galloway banned from Canada and Europe. Conservatives. The conservative, who's the guy from the Netherlands? Or is he's been all over TV. He's got he's been criticizing the open borders in Europe, so he's banned from Canada too. It's a whole bunch of people. Just Google European Member of Parliament banned from Canada, something like that. I you know, I'm going to stop saying Google search engine. We've got to get an alternative to them that's good. I guess Scroogle.org and others. I'm gonna go on the attack in the next segment. I declare war on the tyrants that have declared war on us. Some of the other news that is coming up today. House Democrats seek 94 plus billion dollars more in emergency funds. I mean, every 2 weeks they want another 80 million, 100 million, 94 billion. See, my mind can't even get wrapped around it. I just said million. 94.2 billion. 14.8 trillion is now what the news is reporting. I keep saying 12.8 trillion. That was the old number a month ago. They've stolen another 2 plus trillion since then. It has been 6.5, 7 months since the October 3rd banker takeover, and they're over $14 trillion stolen. That is more than the GDP. The GDP's $13 trillion a year. The gross domestic product, all the money, everything this country produces in a year, everything dwarfed in 6.5 months. $14-plus trillion, according to AP and Bloomberg. $14-plus trillion now. And in another month, the numbers will come out. It'll be $16 trillion, and then $18 trillion, and then $20 trillion. And I guess at this rate, it'll be $26 trillion in 1 year. $26 trillion! They have stolen everything, and they know they've committed crimes unrivaled in history, financial crimes, and crimes against our liberty and our freedoms. And they're going for broke. They have robbed and stolen. It's like a serial killer that's already killed 20 people. Why not pick up 20 more hitchhikers and gut them? And, you know, I mean, they don't care, folks. They're going wild. They're going to take your pension funds, everything, and they're going to use dumbed-down paramilitary, juiced-up cops. It's all over the news today how cops all over the country get kickbacks, get to keep the cars they seize. Cops take over the bars they seize. I mean, this country is just completely fried. And if we don't admit how fried it is and how bad it is, it's over. By the way, police that are on the take, and I know that's not everywhere, but the big cities it is, and a lot of the small towns have boss hogs running them. Don't you understand we're going to collapse like Mexico? Don't you understand that's what parasite behavior does? It's just all falling apart. And there, I mean, what message does that send, though, when the big bosses have stolen 14 plus trillion in 6-7 months? Do the math. I don't know. What's October 3rd to now? Is that 7 months? I mean, this is, yeah, 7 months. This is stealing unprecedented.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to break down the vicious, sustained, savage attack on free speech, the First Amendment, all over the United States and the Western world. Now, YouTube brought in the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center a little more than a year ago and openly announced under federal grants they were going to be nesting inside Google and YouTube, banning anything they wanted banned, basically. And anything criticizing the war in the Middle East, anything showing the troops shooting Iraqi men, women, and children as they drive down the road off the side of the highway for pleasure, banned. Even when soldiers themselves psychopathically uploaded to their own channels, YouTube and Google would ban it. The Marines throwing the puppy off the cliff or machine gunning sheep for fun or killing sick dogs for fun. People say, oh, you're anti-troops. No, we're showing what evil is so it doesn't become accepted, so our entire society doesn't fall to wickedness. And they banned that. Even when mainstream national news would show it, still banned on YouTube and Google. And they began banning the white supremacist. Now, people don't like white supremacists, a lot of distasteful things they're saying. Still, though, you let them take their rights, everybody loses their rights. And there have just been hundreds of cases and examples where YouTube and Google admits, MySpace admits they've banned sending links to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Our bulletins aren't allowed to go out from our MySpace account. You know, this is system-wide on the internet, and it's been ratcheting up. In the last few months, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of YouTube accounts with mild criticism, where it was people's direct video cam uploads of them in their living rooms, them in their bedrooms, criticizing the government, criticizing Republicans, criticizing Democrats. Even mild stuff is being purged and erased all over YouTube and Google. There have been delisting patriot websites, anti-globalist websites everywhere. This has been going on en masse. And it's intensifying everywhere. Meanwhile, we have the New York Times coming out with headlines saying we need to get rid of the free internet. We need to, quote, make it safe with gatekeepers. We have Senator Jay Rockefeller saying we would have been better off without the internet. Last week, another member of Congress got up and said, do we need to give Obama a on-off switch for the internet? Do we need to restrict speech on the internet? 2 years ago, they had the Violent Radicalization Act hearings where they showed 9/11 architects and engineers for 9/11 truth with peer-reviewed journals next to Al-Qaeda training camp videos saying we've got to ban all of this on the web. I mean, the lists just go on and on. And they teach school children that they have to have their bags searched, their lockers searched, drug dogs, cameras in the bathrooms, cameras in the school rooms, in the lunchrooms, the halls. Most of the public schools under federal grants, they write their essays on internet systems and, quote, the federal government scans it. Homeland Security scans it for talk of violence. People are arrested for essays about zombies attacking fictitious schools. You know, the valedictorian brings a cake the last day for a party with their teacher and friends, and they get arrested for having plastic Dixie knives and Dixie forks in a little plastic box that the police find, and they take away her diploma. You know, you see all these cases, or somebody, you know, draws a picture in art class. They say, draw a picture of your dad and mom. They draw a picture of their dad, who's a Marine Corps captain with an M16. They get arrested. That's a real case. Somebody at a football game gets assaulted by the black coach who assaults the camera woman who took a picture because he threw a fit. The husband jumps down. The black guy calls him racial names. He calls the black guy a racial name. He gets arrested in Idaho. Again, whether you like that name or not, it's selective enforcement and it's attacks on the First Amendment. And in Europe, they have disbarred members of the judiciary. They have arrested members of the press for criticizing the EU. Hundreds of examples. Robin Page, BBC host of One Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show, apolitical, no political news, where he walks across the country to different villages, going to different pubs and taverns and different farms and showing people, you know, the beautiful Emerald Isle of England, Scotland, and Ireland. The Emerald Isles over there. He gets up at a speech and says they're taking over our rural community. Rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. The word, scientific definition, homosexual, is considered a hate crime. He was arrested, and the BBC apologized for what he'd done because the public has been so brainwashed, scientific terms are now illegal. Heterosexual, homosexual, Anglo, Negro, just scientific terms. Because this is what they did in the Soviet Union. The commissariats had hate speech. And they would arrest you for similar things. And so first they start out with Nazis saying, hey, we should ban their free speech. People say, yeah, ban their speech. Then you can't criticize the government next. And literally, there are thousands of examples of this. People accuse me of exaggerating things. It's worse than I can explain. People, you know, we've had on upstate New York. He's at the mall. It's Christmas. He has a shirt saying peace on earth. They walk up and say, that's a peace shirt. He said, no, it's a Christmas shirt. You can't have that in the mall. Take it off. And the guy said, I don't have a shirt on. I'd be shirtless. And the guy said, take it off. And he said, I'll just leave. And they said, no, we're going to go ahead and arrest you for that with your shirt with Christmas tree on the front of it. This is America, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening here now. They don't care if there aren't laws against free speech. They still arrest you in the United States. Now, by the way, cue up Michael Savage talking about Obama's going to stage terror attacks, and also Alan Keyes has now come out and said that. And again, I disagree with a lot of what Savage has said. But I will fight to the death for his right to say it. Remember, a few years ago, though, he said, if you disagree with the war, that's aiding terrorists, so you need to be arrested. There's no free speech under the Enemy Sedition Act. You need to be put in a prison camp, and we shouldn't have to pay for you, so it should be forced labor. When he said that, I pointed out that that is a call to criminal activity, and that is illegal, what he did. I mean, if I call for arresting, say, black people or Jews or Mexicans because of their political views or their race or whatever, that is a call to criminal activity. And if, you know, if he had government power, that would be high treason. And that would be indictable. It's not really indictable because under the First Amendment, I believe in a broad interpretation, I believe he narrowly has a right to do that. He has a right to say they should have a dictatorship and I should be put in a camp. It's despicable, but Savage has completely turned a new leaf and is now talking about government-sponsored terror, the Bilderberg Group, you name it. Now, he's talked about how England's dying, and England is dying. They have a 1.3 birth rate. That's averaging in the hordes of foreigners that have taken it over. And of course, Tony Blair claimed he was fighting illegal aliens. It turned out he signed a secret deal with the EU to bring in unlimited amounts, and they instantly legalize them when they show up. Totally illegal. The member of the parliament who exposed that got, two members, got SWAT team. Remember, that was in the news, and their computers taken away for their speeches in parliament criticizing Tony Blair and now Gordon Brown. That happened to another one, saying that it was illegal to criticize them. Remember that? Folks, I mean, it's 2 minutes to midnight here. They're killing anti-open border members of the parliaments in European countries. People walk up and gun them down now. They've killed quite a few of them. The globalists mean business. Talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. Savage appears on hate speech list for opposing illegal immigration. American talk show host Michael Savage has been banned from entering the UK by the Home Secretary because of his political opinions and opposition to illegal immigration, which is considered hate speech in airstrip one. Home Secretary Joaquin Smith said she decided to make public the names of others to be able to understand the sort of behavior Britain was not prepared to tolerate. They will not tolerate your behavior. They'll let in all the radical Muslims to then lead the little MI6-controlled terror groups to stage terror attacks. They'll find the useful idiots to go out and be part of drills and then be blown up. They'll allow anything in England as long as it breaks down the society. And I know why they don't like Savage, because I've heard the clips. I rarely listen. He talks about it. England is dying, 1.3, 1.4, depending on the year population. So for every two people, that were born previously, they have 1.3 children. And that's adding in all the foreigners that have moved in. It's really one person for every two people. They're dying. England's dead. The Brits are all moving out running because the tax rate's really about 70% over there. You know, the income tax is at 50% with no loopholes. Then they got all these other taxes. It's literally like 1984 over there. Cameras, secret police, tattletale squads. If a crust of bread falls off your table at a cafe, police are watching, they arrest you. They say zero tolerance littering. Secret police come up and question you where you're going, what you're doing. It's happened to Paul Watson, Steve Watson. It's happened to me. I saw it happening to other people. I mean, it is hellish, folks. It's worse than what the Soviet Union was like, according to people I know that went to the Soviet Union during the height of it. I mean, it is, you want to go visit something worse than communist China, go to England. And D.C.'s now like that. I mean, the security guards and police come up, and you'll have a family 100 yards away from the Washington Monument just sitting there on a blanket eating a sandwich. They go, no picnics allowed. And they'll just say, get out of here, scum. They'll say, you know, they'll pull out a baton, extend it, and say, did you hear me? You're about to get hurt. right in front of little kids. Everywhere we were, they would run up to us and say, you can't videotape any monuments. And we'd say, but we're not even inside the little roped out area. And they said, listen, I don't care. And I said, well, I have a First Amendment. I was with an international film crew, the IFC film crew. And they said, we, you know, they try to do the right thing, as the system calls it, and called to see if they could get permits to film buildings. I mean, that, you know, they got the mainstream media gelded. And they said, no permits issued. It's First Amendment. Well, not once you get there. So they say, we won't issue you a permit, but then you're also not allowed to film. Everywhere threatening to arrest us, everywhere running up threatening to arrest us. We'd be set up in front of the Supreme Court, they threatened to arrest us. We'd be set up, at, you know, across the street, Library of Congress, they run up and threatened to arrest us. We'd be at the monuments, threatened to arrest us. We'd be outside the Lincoln Memorial, they'd run out and threatened to arrest us. I mean, they hate America, they hate freedom, and they're here to let you know. And I'd watch families, I thought it was just us or something. I'd watch families across the street from the White House, you know, eating snow cones, little kids with buck teeth, you know, freckles on their faces. And the cops would walk over and go, you're not allowed to stand here. You're not allowed to film. Move along. This is what America is. They're letting you know you're prisoners. Just like when a bank robbery takes place. They say, everybody hands up, get down on the ground. That's what America is. They train learned helplessness in the public schools, how to be frisked, how to put your hands behind your head and go outside, how to be prisoners. We're going into bondage. Foreign corporations using psych warfare have taken over, and they're taking us down. Talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. Home Secretary said she decided to make public the names so others could better understand what sort of behavior Britain was not prepared to tolerate, according to the ITN report. We have a link to that video report up on PrisonPlanet.com. The list of 16 unwelcome individuals includes neo-Nazis, former Ku Klux Klan members. See, they always mix it in with something that sounds reasonable. Same thing. You know, Nazis, Ku Klux Klan members, black, you know, nationalists, and Ron Paul supporters with bumper stickers and veterans and gun owners and alternative media. The list includes 16 unwelcome individuals, including neo-Nazis, Ku Klux Klan members, racist skinhead groups, Islamic preachers supposedly linked to terror groups. Alongside these appear the names of Savage, who is a conservative talk show host in the mold of Rush Limbaugh, who has consistently opposed illegal immigration and the declining stature of U.S. sovereignty. Yeah, how dare him? I mean, my God, imagine this guy criticizes the open borders. And people openly calling for La Reconquista, and from Texas to Oregon to Colorado and south of that, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, to be given back to Mexico. Openly said, and all gringos killed. All gringos killed above the age of 16. That's the plan of San Diego. I didn't know what it was until I was at a Mexican Independence Day rally with all this preaching against the United States at the Capitol with my mouth hanging open. The only reason I went is I got threats from the group saying I better not come. And I said, well, I wasn't going to go, but I better go now. And I got there, and people were, and there were people that read Spanish there. One Hispanic UT student said, Alex, and then another professor was there, said, do you know what those green shirts are? And I said, no. And they said, that's the plan of San Diego. That means kill all gringos. And I went home and Googled it, and I was on, you know, Mexico City, you know, History Society about the valiant murder of the gringos and World War I for the German government slaughtering countless people in South Texas under a German army attack. And I was like, my God, I was never taught this. And they're out there wearing Plan of San Diego. You talk about Plan of San Diego, you aren't traveling. And they plan that in the U.S. There's 1,100,000 plus people on the no-fly list, and they admit it's going to be a no-buy list and no travel list and no job list under that National ID Card Real ID Act. I mean, you talk about, you know, in Germany, where the Jews and gypsies and people and Seventh-day Adventist and people and all these other hundreds of groups weren't allowed to have businesses, weren't allowed to live. And that's how they first destroyed their economics over a few years, got them in ghettos, got them locked down. They said, well, now you're homeless. You're not allowed to be homeless. We're going to take you to this facility for your safety. Same thing that's happening in California and Hawaii and Michigan. In Florida, oh, you're not allowed to be homeless now since there's no jobs. We're going to take you to this local camp. That's now happened, as we said it would. They know how to introduce this. They know how to do this. Alongside these appear the names of Savage. Coming to this country is a privilege. If you live by the rules that we live by, total police state, the standards and the values that we live by, we should exclude you from this country. And what's more, now we will make public those people that we have excluded, said Smith, to create a chilling effect of fear. This is the birthplace of the Magna Carta. This is where our Bill of Rights and Constitution sprung from. And they're saying no free speech in England. They're already arresting people. Whenever I mention these BBC headlines, they don't believe me. Headline, hundreds arrested in anti-hate raids. In fact, Google that for me. Hundreds arrested in anti-hate raids, BBC. And the article reports it years ago like it's good. Oh, yes, they have thousands of police officers that sit in bars and restaurants and at parks listening, and it listed the terms. Anything, you know, seen as xenophobic, you are arrested. And England says, hey, well, you know what? Boycott England. Nobody, you know, don't travel there. Well, you know what? That's what they want. They don't want you traveling. They're already saying boycott the U.S. because of our police state. I mean, this woman is a tyrant in the mold of Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. What a witch. What a criminal. What a just would-be dictator.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Out your window when I'm leaving.
Look, it's very, very simple.
I won't even turn my
The establishment
head.
Is making its move.
Don't
it's not enough that they've already stolen over $2 trillion from the British people in the last 6 months, 7 months with their banker takeover. It's not enough that Europe's stolen $8 trillion from their people to give directly to offshore banks. It is not enough that they've stolen 14 plus trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP. That's right. Now it's 14 plus trillion. They've got to silence your free speech. And they're now saying in Europe and in England and in Canada and in the U.S. they want laws against climate change denial to be similar to Holocaust denial. See, once they set that precedent, the slippery slope, it's over. And so they have now banned Michael Savage. Now, on top of that, people like, well, the different members of their parliament have been banned from coming over here to the United States, banned from going to Canada. They get hassled when they come here. They're completely banned from going to Canada, and they get detained when they go to Canada. What happened to me? I'm having a mind blank. What's the name? I've interviewed him. The member of British Parliament who can't come to Canada and can't go to Europe and can't go a bunch of other places because he's called it genocide, what's happening to Palestinians. Whether you agree with that, George Galloway, whether you agree with that or not, it's his right. Because if they take his right, you don't have one. Do you understand that? The Marines, I have seen the footage, are training to mow down property rights activists who don't want to hand over their ranches and farms. I saw that 9-10 years ago. Folks, we are deep into this. They've been preparing for a long time. And you notice they're banning my YouTube channel, a bunch of other people's. It's all disappearing. A video clip has been up for 4 years of Pfizer, you know, doing bad stuff. Video clips of Bayer knowingly shipping out HIV and the factor eight shots to people. That's been taken down. Everything's being taken down because they're making their move. I mean, that is tyranny. That is the Soviet Union. That is Nazi Germany. When I say that the Home Secretary is a tyrant, I mean, she is a tyrant by every yardstick. And that's why they had the former head of MI5 last month go public, and she said, I've quit because this country is turning into George Orwell 1984. It really is. And it's the same thing over here. And then we have this Homeland Security domestic terrorism lexicon that was issued along with the Homeland Security document we broke a few weeks ago, along with all the state reports the feds wrote, saying Ron Paul's a terrorist, basically. Ron Paul stickers are terrorism. Gun owners are terrorists. Those buying ammo and veterans are the number one threat and are terrorists. It says we are terrorists. This is high treason. They are the terrorists. They are the criminals. How ridiculous is this? They say we're banning free speech. We're coming after your guns. You're the number one threat. And then they list in the new lexicon that finally got attention in mainstream news today. It mixes it in with white supremacists and Islamic terrorists and then says alternative media that gives a differing view than the mainstream is terrorist. It actually says it. Article up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. I mean, who can make this type of stuff up? Who? Who can make this up? It's in the news and focus section on the right-hand side of Infowars.com. And it's happening. They're just telling us, hey, sit down, shut up. And they're saying they're going to start shutting the web down. And they're doing it. Just like the web is the HAL 9000 as he's flipping the switches. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. I mean, the Internet's voice is starting to get slurred.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Rivero is going to join us, talk show host here on Genesis, coming up in the next segment. We're going to continue our discussion of the attacks on free speech everywhere. So we have the federal government in an expanded lexicon. This is one of the documents that is cited in the overall boil down, saying you're basically a white supremacist child killer if you buy ammo and guns, and then if you're a veteran who supports the Constitution. I mean, I got FEMA on tape saying the founding fathers are bad in my film Road to Tyranny. The over-the-top nature of this is just absolutely incredible. And talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. And they're arresting BBC presenters like Robin Page and others for just saying rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. And they said, oh, that was disparaging to homosexuals. The word homosexual is hateful when it's just a scientific name, like heterosexual, homosexual, and had him arrested. They want a chilling effect. They want you to sit down and shut up, and they're about to make it a law in England. They've already tried to make it a law in several European countries to arrest you and spend years in prison if you say man-made climate change isn't real and it's a hoax. They mean business. These are parasites. The banks are taking over. What did Alexander Solzhenitsyn say about the commissars and the commissariat? A Communist Party official assigned a military unit to teach party principles and policies and to ensure party loyalty, one that attempts to control public opinion or its expression. That is what the Home Secretary, Mrs. Smith, is. A monster. I mean, these people, what's next if we put up with this? Let me read you from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And oh, how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he was to return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire population of the city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. Okay? Alexander Solzhenitsyn from Gulag Archipelago. And according to him, Homeland Security, he's a terrorist. Because they say at the United Nations and in this new gun ban treaty Obama's trying to pass that any civilian ownership of firearms is illegal and threatens the, quote, legitimate power monopoly of the state. I got news for you, government. You're not God, you blood-sucking vampire bat parasites. I just hate parasites, and I hate backstabbers, and I hate bullies, and I hate scum. And I'm sick of them. And, folks, they mean business. They've set up an architecture of a particular police state that we know from history. And they admit it. This is a hot war, mass arrest, extermination, collapse of society, takeover move. I know the play. I know the playbook. You know, I'm like the Joe Madden of fighting the New World Order here. John Madden. Shows how much I know about football. Funny, Burmese. That's right, John Madden. He's retiring, by the way, I heard. I'm a little bit up on it. The point is, I study this stuff constantly. I'm going to come back, finish up my rant on this with the new Declaration of Independence against tyrants everywhere. And a recap of all that's happening and how we're under massive hack attack. Went on for a week. massive shutdowns of our material everywhere. Why do they want to shut down? Why do they have COINTELPRO in our own ranks hitting me from every angle? Because we know how to bring these enemies down.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Rivero's coming up in a minute or two. I just want to be clear with all the AM and FM stations joining us, internet, satellite, shortwave. We've had multiple U.S. senators, the White House, others admit they want to start restricting free speech. The new head of the FCC and others that Obama's put in place have said that they want to restrict free speech on the internet with the fairness doctrine. This is on record. And then you have Michael Savage being banned from England because he criticizes open borders in Europe and the United States. And he's been lumped in with white supremacists and others. Just like they lump in animal rights activists, gun owners, returning veterans, you name it, a lot of mainline groups with terrorists to demonize us and shut down our political speech. This is going on. This is happening for a very, very serious reason. And all of that is happening in the background with my YouTube channel, the Alex Jones channel, getting over 1 million views a week and exponentially growing. They could see the growth curve. And so they killed it. They shut it down for saying that the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I really do have a legal action against them, but I don't have the time to deal with it. I mean, Washington Journal, C-SPAN, all of these, you know, major news shows show news articles or show clippings of them blown up. They got a show called it In the Papers in New York for decades that shows news articles. They don't care. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I showed an article that was a hit piece against me, but it was even about me, so total fair use, you know, saying he was a supporter of mine when it turned out he actually attacked me and hated me. Again, it follows this same federal report, lumping Michael Savage in with white supremacists when he's Jewish. This is what they do. This is how they're trying to shut down free speech. And they said, no, you're not allowed to show articles anymore. Well, we're going to show it right now. Talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. This is prisonplanet.com. I wonder if I can show my own news articles. But link through. Show them ITN. And then they have a video clip on that page where you can see her talking about it. You criticize open borders, you will be arrested in England, and you will be banned from coming in the country. Click on it right there. ITN report. Second paragraph. I want folks to see this from mainstream news themselves. Banned. 16 names and shamed. That's right, slandered. But, you know, she'll claim she's with the Crown and exempt from lawsuits. This is psychological terrorism. This is blacklisting. You know, this makes McCarthy look like a saint. But again, the left loves blacklist. They love attacking free speech because it's not the left. It's New World Order. It's total control. Just like YouTube's banning anti-war videos, they're banning my videos everywhere. And they're knocking out channels that show documents where Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly shipped out HIV in the Factor VIII shots. They ban it. Doesn't matter if it's true and admitted. YouTube is dying. You notice they've moved in hundreds of old TV shows and new TV shows, their front page. They only promote the sub-channels they like. They're hiding all the user videos. They admit they're taking the U out of YouTube. Now understand how unbelievable it is that the Alex Jones channel was suspended. And they said to us, they said, unless you can have the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette retract its copyright claim, so I'd have to sue them. Unless you can have the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who claims they had an article with a picture of the shooter from his MySpace they took. Poposky's picture. They're claiming, I can't show an article that was attacking me. And then they go and have our site shut down for not just showing the news article, but it's an article about me. And so if we can't have, we've been told, they have to withdraw their copyright claim. 2,000 plus videos, over 30 million views. It was becoming a million a week. The site had gone mega viral. I did the math. If it continued to grow like this, it was going to be about 4 million views a week by the end of the year, just with one channel. You know, we do all these other things. They had to shut it down. Now, this is what's insane about Google. And imagine in a court of law, if you sued Google and went in and said they suspended my account, claiming I violated things, but they have a program to, in fact, search this and put it on screen for folks. Headline, Google digitizing all books. And they say there is no copyright. We own it all, basically. We're going to post every book ever printed and new books on the internet and charge for ads. They're saying they own the book I wrote, the book you wrote, a book your grandpa wrote. The Bible, it doesn't matter. They own it all and every version and translation, but I cannot show the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article about me. If that ain't fair use, I don't know what it is. But it isn't even fair use. All the news, everybody shows news articles. You're allowed to. But we've been shut down. That's why you got to go up to the articles written by Paul Watson up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It has a link to the InfoWarrior channel. That was our backup with Burnus. We're going to try to build that channel back up. People say, oh, well, you should just leave YouTube. You should just exit YouTube. You know, it's censored. Yeah, but it's the third biggest site. That's where the fight is. That's where the war is. I'm not going to retreat to some sub-website in the backwaters. Yes, clone everything we do, everything we put up, on as many sites as you can. I get all these emails saying, well, you ought to allow people to take it from your prisonplanet.tv. What do you think we do? And they go, well, you should give it all out for free. You should just have your own YouTube. Folks, if I put one video up for free, it costs me a few thousand dollars because it'll get 20,000, 30,000 downloads. I can't afford it. I don't have billions and billions of dollars as the biggest corporation in the world, Google. I'm not a Defense Department front company. I can't do it. Don't you understand that? And there's all these comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet how I need to put everything out for free. I'd say make copies of my DVDs. We do link to a lot of free videos. But I can't give it all for free. I have lights and cameras and crew. They have to eat. I've done an hour and 15 minutes and haven't plugged my videos or books or PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You should get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You know, we're simulcasting right now at PrisonPlanet.tv for 3 hours of the show today. Or to be technical, 2 hours, 52 minutes. Burmese show all 3 hours on the midnight's live with a crew of three people in there. That costs money. All my films in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. When they censored the video about the flu that I did, exposing it as a hoax and laying out the whole plan, we posted it for free yesterday saying, here's the censored video. I bet if I go look at the meter in there, I bet it's $1,000 I already owe. I'm not made out of money, folks. I can't stand up to Google and YouTube and counter them and give everything out for free. But what I can do is continue to fight on their own turf, on their own ground. They struck at us because we're effective. But think about what hypocrites they are. So I declare a declaration of independence against tyranny. I declare a declaration of independence against the New World Order. I declare a declaration of independence against all these would-be tyrants that would silence our free speech and shut us down. The Home Secretary in England saying, you criticize open borders, you're arrested. And if you're an American or European, you can't come here. European members of the Parliament. Now they're talking about kicking them out. They won't let them travel to Canada. They won't allow Galloway to travel to Canada. And see, the right wing says, good, ban that liberal's free speech. And then the left wing says, good, ban that right winger savage's speech. You know, when you always have an eye for an eye, you end up, everybody's blind. In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Now, there's two parables for you. One of them, Mahatma Gandhi said, and it's true. Again, that's how they play the left-right. Oh, we'll take the left's rights. Oh, goody. Oh, we'll take the right's rights. You see, and it's all controlled, ladies and gentlemen. They're destroying free speech everywhere. This is happening. This is going on. They're saying, I don't have a right to prove to you, to prove what I'm saying. I don't have a right to show you the mainstream news when they say it. See, they're scared of that. They're scared of me being able to, that's what I do. Hey, look at this. Look at that. I'm not making up this. Here's the bill to ban the guns through a treaty. Obama said he wasn't against guns. And folks, since we've gone up against Obama, the death threats, the attacks, the dirty tricks, just all sorts of crap's going on. But that's good. It means we're having an effect. All right, I apologize to Mike Rivera for making him whole, but I wanted to get that information out, and we'll hold him over to the next hour if need be. But the point here is, there he is on the webcam. Mike, they are really moving at free speech. And with free speech being attacked this boldly, it always follows with serious, hardcore oppression. And I don't think the yuppies and people realize they're the real target of shutting me and others down. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. When you see a government clearly moving against freedom of expression and basically taking the point of view that anybody that doesn't agree 100% with the government's point of view is now an extremist, and we've had other members of the U.S. government saying that anybody who engages in this kind of dissent ought to lose their citizenship rights. And then you have the excuse that torture is okay on non-citizens. You can see the link-up being created to try and sell the idea that it's not only okay for the U.S. government to be torturing captured Al-Qaeda or Iraqi taxi drivers, but certain members within the United States itself are now open to being targeted.
Well, no, that's what the Military Commissions Act says. It says we strip a U.S. citizen of their citizenship, the president or any of his designates, then you're secretly can be tortured, tried, and executed. That's in there.
And it's very much what the Nazis used to do. In fact, you know, I think one of the biggest psychic shocks Americans are having to deal with is we're waking up and realizing that the torture scandal isn't just now. It's been going on all along. And we are this century's version of the Nazis. During the last century, it was Germany, Italy, and Japan. This century, it's the United States, Israel, Britain, and Australia that are the bad guys. And people are having a hard time adjusting to that.
Well, I mean, all governments are corrupt and wicked on average in history, but clearly the Anglo-American establishment is openly saying, you say global warming isn't real, we're going to arrest you. You have any free speech, we're going to arrest you. And banning travel, this ties in, the key point I didn't make, is it into national ID cards, and control and tracking. When I went to Canada, they held me and said, we're sending you back, or we may put you in a Canadian prison. You criticize the Bilderberg Group. That's illegal. I mean, they told me.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We at Life Change T would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change T help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the T. You can order online at getthet.com. That's getthet.com or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot explain to you how classical and hardcore and serious this tyranny is. I mean, they're openly coming out and saying in Canada, if you criticize the war, you're not allowed here, you know, to come into the country. If you criticize what's happening in Palestine, you're not allowed here. And then on the other side of the coin, they're saying, if you criticize open borders, you're not allowed in Canada or England or Europe. This is what the Khazars did in Russia. This is what the Nazis did in Germany. You don't agree with the party, you aren't allowed to travel, aren't allowed to have a job. And they admit that's what the national ID card's for. That's what the no-fly list with over 1,100,000 people. That's right, 1.1 million and growing. They admit that's going to be a no-work list. they're not in good favor with the government on your taxes. They're announcing it from Australia to the U.S. You won't be able to have a job. And they'll prosecute your employers, but then give waivers to the illegal aliens. It's like there's a waiver for them to get stimulus money, the $787 billion, but citizens have to show ID. I mean, Mike Rivero, they are going into mega high gear, and I see nowhere worse than England. I mean, it is literally becoming 1984. They had the head of MI5, as you know, quit last month saying, we're turning into 1984. This is a police state. It turns out the government spies on Parliament, the real government. They're arresting members of Parliament that leak out info about corruption and SWAT teaming them. I mean, there's just too many things for me to report, Mike. There's too much happening too fast right now. They are hitting us at every angle.
Well, you're absolutely correct. We're seeing exactly the same thing about Jane Harmon in Congress. Nobody's going to investigate her. Nobody's going to fire her. Nobody's going to impeach her. But they're trying to go after the people who leaked the story of her obstruction of justice in an espionage case. They're trying to make those people the criminal. As far as moving very fast, yes, they are. And they're moving so fast, they're becoming very obvious to people. I think there is an element of panic going on. The reason they're moving fast is they realize their window of opportunity may be closing on creating this new global empire. Because as the economy continues to deteriorate, more and more people realize that globalism is the cause of the economic downturn. And they're not going to accept globalism as a fix for it anytime soon. And certainly, the egregious attacks on freedom of speech are getting completely, completely out of control. I got a document earlier today posted up at my website. It is the new lexicon for extremism in the United States. It's an official U.S.
Alternative media. It says anybody, tell them, that has a different view in news is basically a terrorist. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically anybody not 100% in goose step with the government is an extremist, and everything is in there. I fit into probably about 12 of the groups in there. You probably fit into a bunch of them there. It is almost impossible to not be considered an extremist going through this list of definitions that they have in there. And what this is the device to criminalize the entire population to then justify anything the government cares to do to them. We can arrest you because you're an extremist. We can do this because you're an extremist. We can shut down your computers. We can break into your home. We can do all of this stuff because you're an extremist and you're not doing what we, the government, say you should be doing for your own good.
And they try in these documents, they'll have extremists right next to cop killers. They'll go every page to condition the cops. This guy killed a cop. And then they'll next say, Ron Paul, returning vets. It's guilt by association. And again, they're so bold in what they're doing. I'm speechless, Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Can you comment on the Home Secretary in England saying we're publicly shaming you, and if you don't comply, that's a quote with what our view is, you will be arrested in England and you will be banned from coming into our country. I mean, this is folks, this is the gauntlet being thrown down where they say you're not allowed to have free speech.
Yeah, it's absolute totalitarianism, and for years we've had this whole political correctness doctrine in the United States, which had sort of the implied idea that you're allowed to have freedom of speech only so long as you don't say anything we don't agree with, which of course is not what the Founding Fathers intended. And we're seeing it here in the United States. Free speech is now only allowed in free speech zones. We're not allowed to express our opinion out in public where anybody might see it. You're right, they're trying to find some way they can shut down the blogs and the alternative media, and they are moving very, very rapidly. But again, there's this old little piece of wisdom floating around the net that the fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force him to act like one where everybody can see it. And we're kind of getting into that. And I think right now, I mean, just going around my everyday life, talking to people at the supermarket and the post office and everything, when you talk to them, they all know what's going on, and all getting angry.
Think about what dirtbags they are all over the world, but now in the West saying you don't have free speech. I mean, they're coming right out with it. It's just, folks, this is tyranny. This is corruption. This is despots. This is the death of liberty, and it always accompanies having your pension funds taken, having your nation bankrupted. And it's because they know that if we get politically active and take the nation back, we're going to arrest all these bankers. Mike, they're going for broke, aren't they? I mean, I'm going to talk about that when we come back.
Yes.
1-800-259-9231. Call's coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Our YouTube channel, 1 million views a week and growing, totally shut down, completely blown away. No First Amendment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Is this the end of liberty and free speech?
This is the end.
Or is this the beginning of the end of the tyrants? I mean, how much more humiliation do we have to take? All over the country, cops will run up and even arrest mainstream news reporters videotaping their activities. They cram cameras down our throats, but I've seen reports, hundreds of them, where they arrest people who film the police saying it's illegal to film them. I mean, they always lose in court, but they don't care. The government is out of control. It's totally bankrupted us. It's totally raping us. Your phone calls for Mike Rivero coming up. I got a bunch of other news as well. They're really trying to hype up stuff for a war with Iran right now. Wired magazine reporting Iran launches airstrikes on Iraqi villages. And then they show a Cobra helicopter and claim that's an Iranian one. Who knows? This is really getting crazy. Who was uncertain about declaring flu pandemic? Got a bunch of news on those fronts and your calls. Before we go back to Mike Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com, I want to just remind you that they may have whacked us on YouTube, but we can come back and fight through that. And later, I'm going to give you the toll-free numbers. Well, I had them here. I had a toll-free number for YouTube. I got to find it in my stack. I've got their non-toll-free number, too. I want you to call Google and YouTube and let them know. Because, you know, if they banned us for some legitimate copyright thing or something, but it's still selectively enforced. They normally, if they like the channel, they just delete it. That'd be one thing. But saying I can't show news articles on the show when Google and YouTube have declared they own all the books on the planet and are digitizing them. I mean, that's amazing. Did you guys ever find that article to throw it up on screen? It was Google to digitize all books. But anyways, side issue. The point is, it's just asinine. Yeah, Google and research libraries launched a massive digitization project. I mean, these people are just out of their minds. I want to tell you about a few sponsors first. Pepperspray.com. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our great sponsor, Pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website. Since 94, Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. So give them a call at 1-800-908-9988. Again, that number is 1-800-908-9988. Or visit them at Pepperspray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. On the web since 94, they sell a wide variety of personal safety and security products. You're not only getting security, but peace of mind you deserve as well. Free shipping on orders above $99. Pepper spray of all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, and much more. Pepperspray.com. Okay, going back to Mike. Mike, I'm really wound up today. That's why I'm ranting a bit. But isn't this the response we should be having to just outrageous, you know, statements about you deny global warming, you can't come to England, you criticize open borders, you can't come to England, you criticize the immigrants and welfare, you're arrested in England now. I mean, that's really happening, folks. They arrest people now. The same thing's happening in Canada. They're trying to set it up here. They're announcing in the New York Times an end of the free web, Internet 2, end of net neutrality. YouTube is just banning not just me. It's open season as they purge people. Clearly, I mean, the accounts everywhere I knew and directors I love, they're all being banned. I mean, and folks don't even know this attack is going on. It is just intensifying. What do we do about this, Mike Rivera?
Well, first of all, your response is absolutely appropriate. And one of the things I keep trying to tell my audience is we have been taught and trained over the, we've been conditioned over the last several decades to view any strong emotions as negative. We're not supposed to hate. We're not supposed to be enraged. We're supposed to have anger management. We're supposed to be calm. We know there's trace amounts of tranquilizers in the water, but there comes a time when hate is an appropriate reaction if you're dealing with people engaged in hateful acts. And you're allowed to get angry. You have to give yourself permission to be enraged by what you see happening before you. And like I said, we're all dealing with this horrible psychic shock of waking up to realize that our government is not only torturing innocent people to death just over the last few years, it's been going on for decades. And we used to hear these little stories and we'd sort of dismiss them and say, oh, it's probably an isolated incident. It isn't. Torture has been a part of the policy of the United States government going back all the way to World War II.
I wanted to ask
you
about
this. And now we have to deal with that. Yeah.
In fact, it's part two. Have you seen, I'm sure you've seen it, Gonzalez came out as Obama now protects them for the torture and says he's going to continue it, but the rough interrogation, torture people with bugs, waterboarding, all of this. Now Gonzalez comes out and says we're going to have to torture again. This arrogant piece of filth is now, this Mingala is now defending it, saying it's good. He's thumbing his nose at everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And yet every expert tells you torture does not get you reliable information. If torture actually worked to get intelligence, then women in the Middle Ages really were turning themselves into black cats and flying over the village on their broomsticks. If torture really does work, then John McCain told the North Vietnamese everything they wanted to know. All these phony, false alarm terror attacks we've had over the last 5 years all resulted from bad information acquired through torture. What torture does produce is terror on the part of the government. The government is trying to terrorize the rest of the world and the American people that it's able and willing to do this kind of thing. And, of course, to force confessions, which is what the Spanish Inquisition used to use torture for. It's what the Nazis used torture for. We are going back to the Dark Ages courtesy of the United States government. This is Dark Ages mentality these people are talking about. An interesting study came out this last week. The more Christian people are, the more likely they are to agree with and support the use of torture. And that is, on one level, very surprising, and on the other, perhaps not quite so. Because fanatical people can do fanatical things.
Well, but this that's the new establishment Christianity that says, kill all the brown people because they're not Christians, let God sort them out. But now they kind of use the Christian step forward under Bush, fake Christian. Now it's the liberal communist step forward. But meanwhile, it's that dialectic of left-right that the establishment uses to move forward two different wings on the same bird.
Well, you're absolutely right about this left-right, Republican-Democrat. It's a false dichotomy to create the illusion there's still some kind of choice. But this last election kind of pretty much established that there really was no choice whatsoever.
That was my next question for you. I'm really starting to see a lot of the Obamanoids wake up and realize, wait a minute, he's protecting them on torture. Wait a minute, he's and I haven't asked you your take on the flu hype. I mean, wasn't that clearly a smokescreen for Chrysler going under, for Obama's protecting Bush on torture, and for them saying we're going to forcibly inoculate you and have martial law in the future and lock down U.S. cities, but the border's going to stay open?
Well, definitely it was a media distraction, and certainly the pharmaceutical companies were very happy that it came along because they've made a huge amount of money, just like they did back in 1976. But yes, this was a media distraction. The media was just so happy to have something that they could report on that wasn't the economy, wasn't Jane Harmon, wasn't AIPAC, wasn't any of the things that the government is trying to keep us from paying attention to. And the fact that the pandemic has turned out to be a big bit of nothing, I think, is going to blow back on the corporate media and the government. Because once more, the American people are seeing the government that cried wolf, the corporate media that was reporting on a bogus story while real stories important to all of us were being trivialized and marginalized.
You know, Obama keeps denying that he's anti-gun when he called for bans in Illinois, and his attorney general supported a total ban in the D.C. gun ban. He said nationwide, no civilian ownership of firearms. And that's a quote. Now he's supporting a treaty that when I first read it and Gunners of America first read it, we just said it bans reloading as terrorism, as explosives manufacturer says it's terrorism, bans changing a barrel or manipulating, you know, modifying your gun. But even Lou Dobbs and CNN analyzed it, and they were right. I hadn't noticed. It basically allows them to ban guns outright, the manufacture, importation, and export. And so in the words of a U.S. Senator and Lou Dobbs, it says it bans the Second Amendment. I mean, they are actually trying to pass a treaty to ban the Second Amendment. What is going to happen when the public finds out about that?
Well, I'm hoping the public will be very angry. In fact, I'm a little surprised we haven't seen more anger in the population yet. We've seen all these other countries like Iceland, where the governments have already been brought down by a very angry populace. And I start wondering, what does it take to get the American people angry? And are we really being drugged by something in our drinking water? But to get back to this treaty, unfortunately, the way the Constitution is written, treaty obligations supersede all other laws in the United States. So if, in point of fact, they can get this treaty signed and ratified by the necessary number of states, then it does become law and the Second Amendment is null and void.
But you can go through the government to reverse the treaty, or, as the Declaration of Independence says, completely abolish the criminal fat-bellied government.
Well, I think we're kind of on that latter option right now. I think last September, when they passed all of these bailouts despite overwhelming public opposition, it is obvious the government isn't listening to us anymore. Taxes are going to go up to cover this $100,000 per taxpayer debt burden that's been added from the bailouts. We have taxation without representation. And the school I went to, I was taught that's a valid reason for kicking out the government.
But I keep stuttering and stumbling because it's so incredible even to me. I've known they were setting this up and building it, and they admitted it was a global tyranny. But to see them saying, we're going to ban your free speech, we're not going to give you jobs if you criticize the government, you'll have to have an ID card to have jobs, we're tracking everything you do, alternative media are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, veterans are terrorists. I mean, it is a completely rogue, bankrupt government, openly run by offshore banks. I've got scores of articles about Chicago and Illinois police stealing people's cars, D.C. police tow people's cars legally parked and then keep them and take them to police chop shops. That's mainstream news. Dallas police are still planting drugs on people and taking their cars. Mainstream news. Just banks are stealing everything. I mean, the corruption is just, it is just unbelievable, Mike.
It is, and it's going to continue, and it's going to get worse until the people stand up and say, no more. We have to have the right to say no to all of this stuff. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no, and the time to say no to all of this corruption is right now, because if we don't stand up and oppose them now when we've got a reasonable chance of victory, we're soon going to be in a situation where that possibility of victory is being eroded away smaller and smaller, because the government will work to perpetuate its power.
And, Mike, that's how this inchworm effect works, as you know. If we allow YouTube to keep banning Marines throwing puppies off cliffs and then liberal groups, conservative groups, ban Michael Savage, start banning me, then it bans everybody. You see, if we buckle under, I mean, they said the Home Secretary in England and all are also saying it in Canada, we're banning criticizing the EU, we're banning criticizing global warming, we're banning criticizing open borders. We want this to be a chilling effect, they're saying, to teach you you're going to be penalized if you do this. That demands rebellion in the info war. Because I keep saying 90% as the military says, of war is info war. 90% of it is speaking out. As Thomas Jefferson kept saying, educate the whole of the people about liberty and tyranny will fade. People keep asking what the solution is. It's rally. It's say no. It's speak out. It's rebuke this government. And, you know, you keep talking about drugs in the water. Look, I see stuff like this every week. And I didn't even cover this last week. That's how conditioned I am. And again, they just keep, I have MSNBC, CNN saying they want to put drugs in the water to make Americans not depressed. They're doing that because they know it's coming out. They're already doing it. And I can prove it in a moment. They have the Japanese government, British government coming out saying we want to put Prozac and lithium in the water, saying we want to put statin drugs for children in the water. Everyone needs to go on statin drugs for cholesterol, and that's shown to be a fraud. Look at this, lithium in the water, and it goes on to have the Japanese government, BBC, saying they should put lithium in the water. That's a hardcore antipsychotic, literally turns you into a zombie mentally. And then I have this article, more Americans taking drugs for mental illness, Reuters, and there was 50% more people on drugs last year than a few years, from 2006 to 1996, the studies a few years late, they always take time. And they had over 100 million prescriptions in 2008 for Prozac alone. Go ahead, sir.
Well, basically, when you get back to this issue about all these laws that are coming out where the government is saying, we will punish you for speaking out, we will punish you for refusing to believe in global warming, we will punish you for refusing to believe in the Holocaust, this is terrorism. Our governments are committing terrorism against their own people. Now, I see that as an act of complete desperation, but the reality is that the United States is becoming more and more like the Soviet Union, while the former Soviet Union is becoming more and more like the United States of America used to be. And it's amazing how this transition is going on, but you're absolutely right. We are headed in this direction of a total surveillance police state. They're watching us all the time. They're allowed to go into our computers without telling us, without a warrant. It's almost comical to see Jane Harman standing up there screaming about what was a warranted legal wiretap on her conversation and rail about that when she was one of Bush's strongest supporters for warrantless spying and surveillance on ordinary citizens.
Oh, yeah, they're going to burn the FBI agents, just like all the FBI agents that tried to stop 9/11 got burned or fired, and the very ones that helped it happen and blocked investigations when flight schools are going, this guy didn't want to know how to land or take off. He wants to know how to fly into buildings. They gave them record cash bonuses.
They absolutely did, and the same thing with the FBI agents for the AIPAC spy case. They're going to now be fired now that the AIPAC spies have been let go.
Man, I mean, I tell you, Mike, I really am getting freaked out. I mean, there is nowhere to run either. I mean, I'll be honest. If there was some new world and some new country, some island I could go to with my family, I'd still, you know, do a website or something and try to fight for my old homeland, but you know, I get out of here. There's nowhere to go, man. This is a new world order. And I just can't believe the public is starting to get an idea. But I don't think they realize, Mike, you know, they tune into us and they think, oh, these guys are exaggerating. I can't explain how bad it is, all the data we've got. Let's take a call. Well, let me finish up on the drugs in the water. I'm going to make a film about this. It's going to be part of the new film I'm making in the future. That they've done the studies, and this has even been in the mainstream news and the Associated Press, where water supplies in reservoirs that are not tied to toilet to tap, you know that are not sewage reclaimed water dump sites where they have the sewage treatment plant and then it dumps into a reservoir. As a lot of, you know, these reservoirs that have high levels of Prozac and, you know, cocaine and nicotine and caffeine, I mean, it's all in there because sewage is going in there after it's been treated, but the chemicals are still there, for the listeners that don't understand that. They're finding in rivers and streams and small town reservoirs that are not connected and are not downstream from runoff of effluent that is from sewage, and they're finding super high levels of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And I've seen the different lab studies where it's kind of like a generic mass binder of a serotonin reuptake inhibitor fluorine/fluoride molecule, and it's clearly man-made. They are dosing us, and they know it's coming out, so they're saying every week on the news I'm catching it, and I don't see a lot of news, we might put drugs in the water. Hell, they're probably about to announce drugs in the water. What's coming next, Mike?
It's definitely out there, and you know, anybody who complains about it, they're going to try and ridicule us the way they ridiculed anybody who was concerned about fluoride being in the water. And you'd see all these TV shows and movies about anybody who talked about fluoride in the water. Even in Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick's wonderful film about nuclear war,
yes,
the guy who goes nuts, he's talking about fluoride and the purity of our precious bodily fluids. And that's what they're going to do to anybody who complains about drugs in the water now.
And meanwhile, it's the government pushing to make us take vaccines and saying they're getting ready for forced inoculations with the next pandemic. They want our precious bodily fluids.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We were hacked for 5 days straight last week. They went over our CDNs directly into the ports, and they attacked the facilities themselves, and we would block them, the entire IT facilities. We're being banned all over the Internet. We're being attacked by COINTELPRO everywhere. A lot of them are government agents or stooges who are kind of a snowball effect, a parrot effect, a Papagano effect, copying the operatives that get them to. A lot of other people attack me because I'm in pole position in the fight against the New World Order that is really not an enviable enviable position. I mean, this, you know, if you were here, you'd know, and a lot of you wouldn't be so jealous and upset out there and making crap up about me. But, you know, it's kind of like the guy says in the movie Network, when he comes in, he says, if you put Howard Beale on television, I'll sue you. I'll go to all the papers. And he's like, great, we need all the publicity we can get. I mean, that's kind of my position here. But at the same time, I'm not doing this for ego, so it's not fun. And I'm way deep into this now, and there's no turning back. I want to take a few calls from Mike Rivero, another great patriot who, you know, just continues to fight the New World Order and get the word out. And a lot of times I get news wrong, because I read this morning, and then I forgot to, I just blurted out that half, that there was a doubling of people. And it's actually, they said a 73% increase in adults using prescription drugs, and a 50% of children are using drugs to treat mental illness. So whatever, however that comes out. So that's from Reuters. So there's the actual number. I have a tendency just to blurt things out. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Montreal, Canada. You're on the air with Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to let you know that ever since you mentioned V for Vendetta the other day, for the last 4 days, they're doing it on purpose over Montreal to make the chemtrails in V formation. Like,
oh, I don't. Okay, look, I'm not the center of the universe, not even the center of my own household, so no, that's certainly ridiculous. But
there's a Canadian doctor up here who said that they're going to take this new swine flu strain, since it's so weak, and put it in the vaccinations this fall for all us Canadians.
Yes, I saw that.
So if you didn't
that.
Get it this time, you'll get it.
Yes, I saw that. In fact, thank you so much. Yes, they're going to try to make people with fear and try to make all the school kids take the new swine flu stuff that they've now said isn't swine flu, because it isn't. It's engineered next fall. But to add on that and get Mike Rivero's comment, I forgot to cover this. A big top British scientist, and I think I printed it, but I don't see it here in the stack. It's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. Virologist says virus came from lab. Just Google that. Mike, you know, you always see flu viruses come out of the East. They come out of a different hemisphere. They always have a genetic pedigree. This thing had no pedigree. It just came out of nowhere with four different types of genetics. And all the virologists we talked to said, guaranteed, it's engineered in a lab. You know, that's like looking at a brand new Chevy Tahoe and saying, you know, did it grow on a tree? No, it was obviously made in a factory. Your take on that?
Well, we've located several articles from the CDC's own website over the last several years where they had been playing with exactly these kind of recombinants. And we even found one article where they'd put together one of these hybrids and were disappointed that it turned out it was not as infectious as they thought it might be. And a lot of people are very concerned, because we know scientists went out and they dug up the bodies of victims of the 1918 Spanish flu and recovered that genome, rebuilt it, recreated it, and started splicing it into all of these other things. And when we first heard about this new flu pandemic, we were being told that the avian flu component of it was almost identical to the 1918 flu pandemic. And so we're getting all this conflicting information, where originally the media was saying this was this new Frankenvirus made up of all these other components, completely new, nobody had immunity to it. Now we're finally hearing from people it's mild, it's not even as serious as regular flu. So there's a lot of very bad information going on out there, but we know the CDC has been playing with exactly this kind of assembled virus in their labs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely assembled, no doubt. In fact, there it is. Professor, descendant of H1N1 virus accidentally released from lab. Well, we told you that 8-9 days ago. Mike Rivero, stay there. Back in 70 seconds for more calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633.
Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a prominent Harvard professor researcher looking at other countries that decriminalize drugs, now their crime rates drop, drug use drops. He's coming up the next segment. After that, I'm going to have open phones for everybody throughout the balance of the show, and I promise I'm going to get to all your calls. Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com, is on the line with us. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And, yeah, you don't like YouTube banning our videos, basically? Well, just go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We've got to have 15 cents a day to pay for the high-quality bandwidth. Please become members. And we'll try to put as many videos as we can to the general public, the most important ones. But I don't have the money to keep doing this. Let's talk to Thomas in Illinois. You're on the air, sir, with Mike Rivera. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rivera, Mr. Jones. It's a pleasure. Alex, I got a question for you. It's a kind of a question on, I know you're a father and have young children. I appreciate everything you're doing in the InfoWar, putting yourself and your family on the line, because you realize without liberty, there's nothing. There's no future for any of us. And I have a 10-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, and it's kind of hard to walk that fine line. I want them to be critical thinkers, independent thinkers, but I'm not going to sit there and break down, you know, the whole white Anglo establishment to them. What do you suggest, what measures I take to get them to ask important questions, but I don't want them to spend their whole childhood trying to break down the New World Order?
I would read them the Roman, the Greek, English, French, medieval fairy tales. Because fairy tales will teach them that just because somebody looks like a nice man, he's really a wolf, and you can only trust your family, and family comes first, and I would never fight with your wife in front of them, and I would teach them early on that the world is against them generally, and that nobody's going to look out for them but their family and themselves, and I would teach them to not care about Madison Avenue and teach them about sales and how the system tries to make them feel inadequate. And I would teach them that it's not cool to get into trouble. It's cool to live well, as the French say. I appreciate your call. Mike Rivera, give us your take on that.
I have to admit I was momentarily distracted there. And yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, about the raising the children, I think more than anything else, just raise them with an idea that big people can lie to them, especially from the government and TV, because I think if kids are taught to be skeptical of what the TV and radio is telling them, then they don't have to spend their entire lives deconstructing the New World Order. They just need to be skeptical. And I know in the age that I was raised in, we basically grew up with this idea that whatever the TV newscasters told us was the honest truth, and we could rely on them, we could count on them. That was the way the world was. We now know that over our entire lives, the corporate media, TV, newspaper, radio was hiding from us the fact that the U.S. government tortures prisoners, and they've been doing it all along. That cover-up alone should thoroughly discredit the corporate media in the eyes.
I was on a neocon website, Front Page Magazine, and I clicked. We ought to play this later. Weeks ago, researching, and I clicked on one of their events in California, and they had this Marine Corps colonel on there saying, I don't like waterboarding. I like electricity. And they all laugh. And I've had the Special Forces commanders on. It's standard training for Army Special Forces how to hook electrodes to people's genitals. They have little field crankers. We have the manuals. I mean, this didn't just start last week.
We had a caller into our show the other day who was an ex-Marine. He's now living in Europe. He's an expat. And he's a Vietnam veteran. And he said they were taught how to do these kind of interrogations. And they were taught to take 3 North Vietnamese prisoners up in a helicopter, throw one out, and they knew that the other two would start talking before the first guy even hit the ground. And they were taught to do this. This was policy. This wasn't bad apples. It wasn't rogue soldiers. It wasn't people getting overexcited. This was trained and passed down the chain of command to do these things.
And then you expand on that, Mike, Then when our troops get captured, the same stuff gets done to them. This is not what you want to turn your army into, because then they come back to America, they become cops and judges and lawyers and local CIA crack dealers, and they start ruling. Then you got to have war with them, and then the cities burn. Mike Rivero, always great having you on. We appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with a Harvard professor.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. The Democratic leader of the Senate came out last week and said our government has been completely captured by offshore foreign banks. The Federal Reserve testifies before Congress. They're above the law. No agency of government, no court, no branch of government can even look into what they do. We are a captured nation, and as soon as we realize that, we can turn it around. How did the British corrupt and bring down China? They brought in opium, corrupted the port cities and officials, moved in inland. Within 50 years, they had the nation fully controlled through corrupt systems. And it's the same thing. You had the big major narcotics traffickers selling the drugs through the local apothecaries and drug stores. Other companies broke the cocaine, opium, heroin monopoly, so the big drug dealers got together. And we've done the history of this in the past. We're just going to be focusing on some other areas today. And they got together and said, let's make drugs illegal. Then we can launder the money, use the police to go after our competition, and then arrest the minorities and people we don't like and put them in prison. Prisons we own. Prisons we control. And so just like the crack cocaine was another expression of that in the 80s, as the CIA Solicitor General admitted, shelling crack in the black communities to further implode those societies. Very racist system. Now, we know with alcohol prohibition, it roughly tripled the amount of alcoholism. Crime exploded, corrupted the police. And now all over the country, police departments are caught stealing houses, homes, cars, without even drugs being found. Their asset forfeiture seizure. The rest of the world is doing it as well. Mexico is collapsing because of their phony drug war as the government cartels fight with the other cowboy cartels. They're now attacking our Second Amendment in the name of all this. But I thought we would... So if we don't decriminalize drugs, it's over. This is one of their greatest foot in the door to bring in militarized police and tyranny, and they've done a great job. Now they're wheeling the drug war system mechanism around the artillery to be brought to bear on the American people. Now everybody's a terrorist. Liberals, conservatives, gun owners, veterans. I mean, we've got more reports saying alternative media are terrorists today. Mainstream news we broke a few weeks ago, and now mainstream news on the Drudge Report in places. So I wanted to go to a very interesting researcher. We appreciate his time. Jeffrey Myron. He's written a book called Drug War Crimes, The Consequences of Prohibition. Says we could save $77 million a year by decriminalizing drugs. Yeah, but the big banks launder $400 billion a year in drug money, so they don't want that to happen. They get to leverage that, too. And he is a professor at Harvard and Department of Economics at Harvard University, and a very long bio. You can just Google his name, Professor Jeffrey Myron. And we appreciate him coming on the show until the bottom of the hour. Then I'll have open phones and take your calls about YouTube suspending our channel. England and Canada openly announcing an end to free speech. You'll be arrested, basically, if you criticize global warming and a lot more. Let's go ahead and go to the professor. Professor, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So tell us what you found on the economic side with the data of what the phony drug war does and what would happen if we did like some other nations have done and started backing off these draconian laws.
Well, I mean, the laws are a key source of a lot of the violence that we're observing, for example, in Mexico right now, because when you criminalize something, you drive it underground. When you drive underground, people resolve their disputes with guns instead of using lawyers, advertising, and so on.
Boy, that's right. 6,500 people dead last year. They're online to kill 10,000 this year. They're in open collapse, and they're blaming not enough drug laws for what's happening.
Right. I mean, the laws just make things worse. For one of the examples we might see in the near future is all the violence in Mexico has given people an excuse to say, well, the problem is the guns. The guns are coming from the U.S., so therefore we need more gun laws. But if you have more gun laws, you tend to drive that market underground, and you just generate violence in the illegal gun industry as people resolve disputes there with violence rather than standard nonviolent mechanisms. So
exactly.
The more laws, the more likely you are to see the violent dispute resolution.
Okay, well, I mean, break down, because you're an economist and a prestigious one, break down the numbers of what we're dealing with here and just another case for decriminalizing.
Well, the numbers, I should emphasize, to me, are only one part of the story. But if the U.S. were to legalize drugs, we would probably save $40 to $45 billion per year by not hiring police and prosecutors and prisons and so on. We'd also raise something like $30 to $35 billion per year in tax revenue by imposing standard taxation, similar to alcohol and tobacco, on legalized drugs. Now, I say that's only one part of the story because I think what's at least as important are all the other effects of legalizing, which is allowing people to make their own decisions and choose to do what they want to do as long as they're not harming other people. That's exactly what we do with alcohol. We keep it legal, and we only punish activities involving alcohol that are harmful to innocent third parties, such as driving.
And Professor, I'm sure you've seen the statistics where prescription drugs are killing 300,000 a year, alcohol's killing a couple hundred thousand. Cocaine and heroin and all these things, as bad as they are, kill a fraction of that, and usually that's because they're dirty and have been cut by bad things because they're not regulated.
Exactly. The quality control in an underground market is likely to be a lot worse than in a legal market. In an underground market, you're going to have accidental poisonings and accidental overdoses because people don't know what they're getting. In a legal market, some people do stupid things with, say, with alcohol, but it's rare that someone is confused about the fact that, you know, the spirit like whiskey or scotch is serious. They know what they're getting, and they know if they want to have a mild dose, they drink beer or wine, so you don't get all these unintended effects that you do in underground markets, and people don't know if it's 10% cocaine or 90% cocaine.
Well, Professor, you wrote the book, Drug War Crimes, and, I mean, this always corrupts police. Look at Mexico. Look at the United States. I mean, I come across four or five articles a day and don't even cover them. I'm not even here to bash the cops. I mean, But I'm not, you know, not covering because I'm covering up. I'm just totally, it's passé where they're caught dealing drugs, selling drugs. Half the towns around Austin or more, the sheriffs and police chiefs have been caught, or their children dealing drugs with them. Cops caught stealing drugs out of drug lockers, taking protection money from criminals. And then cities all over the country stealing people's cars and homes with asset forfeiture seizure. To me, it's the corrupting of society with black markets that is the biggest thing. While we have got to got to decriminalize now.
I certainly share your view. I would emphasize. Let me just say one small thing. I would use the word legalization, not decriminalization, because by decriminalization, some people mean that you're legalizing the possession, but not the production and sale. My analysis, to get the full benefits, to eliminate the black market, you have to legalize and allow all aspects of the market to be above ground. But, you know, that clarification, absolutely, the corruption is a horrible aspect of it, and the disrespectful law that's bred even more generally, because most people realize that the laws are being widely disobeyed, both by users and by producers, and so people get into this mindset of realizing that basically laws are for suckers. Only people who are stupid, you know, bother to obey the laws that they don't like. Most people
exactly.
Just get around them, and that's really destructive for a civil society.
Yeah, I saw a report. There's something like 54 million non-filers now, and it's growing by millions every year because it turns out half of Congress isn't paying taxes or behind, and most of the CEOs are paying like 1%. And then they admit they don't enforce on the rich guys. They enforce on the middle class and working people. So it's not just the drugs. I mean, Professor, are you not seeing just a more and more lawless two-tier system where governments are exempt? Well, I'm sure you've heard about California, where a million people now have government license plates that can't be pulled over or read.
I hadn't heard that fact, but that's very interesting.
Oh, I'm not kidding. In fact, I'll pull it up later because we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. But, okay, well, I'm pontificating here. You studied the history of this. I mean, going back to the 30s, everything was legal at the local drugstore, and we had much less drug use. What's the psychology, then, behind this bogus argument that if we legalize drugs, everybody will become drug addicts?
Well, we criminalized marijuana in 1937. We criminalized cocaine and opiates in 1914. It's hard to say for sure what drug use was done before and after because we don't have good data once it's been driven underground. And I think it's perfectly reasonable to suspect that if we legalized, that some additional people might choose to use, and if we legalized, the price would fall in some cases by substantial amounts, and that would also be a reason why some people might use or use more. But the crucial thing to think about is it a negative if more people use? And my answer is not necessarily. What's negative is if people use in an irresponsible way, either toward others or toward themselves or toward their family members. But what we observe from virtually all commodities, all activities, is that a few people misuse them in stupid ways. You know, some people go bungee jumping in ways that are, you know, super dangerous, but most people go bungee jumping, don't want to die, and they make sure they have adequate safety restraints and things like that. And most people use alcohol in a way which is moderate and beneficial or pleasurable to them, and it's a relatively small fraction that misuse it. And my assessment of the evidence is we would see exactly the same thing for legalized marijuana or cocaine or heroin. There, of course, are many mild ways to consume the drugs which are conventionally thought of as being the hard drugs. You can drink coca tea instead of snorting crack cocaine. You drink coca tea, you get a bit of an up in the way you would from a super caffeinated cola or something like that, but you don't become some sort of homicidal killer or any of the bizarre things that people claim based on very little evidence.
Yeah, so, well, Reefer Madness shows, you know, people murdering folks when they smoke pot, so we know that's ridiculous.
Right. Everybody who's had any experience with marijuana realizes that that's ridiculous. And, of course, the current claim about marijuana is that it causes amotivational syndrome. It makes people lazy and lethargic, the exact opposite of what the government was claiming a few decades ago.
Absolutely. Well, in my experience in Austin with all these potheads, people that do use it a lot do become lackadaisical. But, again, that's being abused. It's great for people with stomach aches, and George Washington smoked it and grew it, so we know that he was not lazy or stupid. Professor, final segment coming up, but I've seen a lot of the studies and statistics in Europe where when they do decriminalize or legalize, drug use goes down because now it's not risque, it's not associated with being cutting edge, and we actually see when it's legalized, and I have seen some statistics from 80, 90 years ago where use was actually less because, you know, I mean, Coca-Cola had cocaine in it. But, you know, there's that point I want to talk about when we come back. But there's also some of the other facets. The serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Ritalins, the speed drugs. You have tens of millions of Americans on these, and I've interviewed medical doctors. Their molecules are more toxic in many cases than the illegal drugs. So why do we have the government and the media with one hand pushing all of these legal drugs that are just as bad with their chemical makeup or worse, but then saying we got to give up all our rights and have SWAT teams raiding everybody for stuff that isn't even as bad? Let's talk about that when we get back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer,
All right, Harvard professor of economics, Jeffrey Miron. I totally agree with the information he's covering and going over here. You know, most people that use illegal drugs never use them again. I took cocaine twice when I was in high school at parties. And it made me have the feeling of, like, the few times I had car wrecks or that I saw people in car wrecks that were really hurt, kind of that freaked out, wide awake feeling. And I was like, this isn't for me. I had a girlfriend that took Prozac, and I took a couple of those a couple times, and it didn't really, it just made me kind of feel like I was disconnected. So I never really liked illegal drugs. You know, most people that try them don't ever get into them. Unless they are illegal, the studies show, then they think it's cool and they want to keep using it. But I don't like marijuana. I don't like anything but caffeine now these days. I don't even drink beer. But going back to our guest, Professor Miron, finishing up here in the time we have, we appreciate your time. In summation, people are waking up. They're realizing the war on drugs is a fraud. The bigger it gets, the more drugs we have, the more people in prison. Where is all this going, and how do we overthrow this corrupt system? I mean, the government's, you know, involved in the drug trade up to their eyeballs, laundering the money and the rest of it. Are they ever going to let us get out from under this, or is that it?
Well, I think it's partially up to the people to send a clear signal to the government that they want it to change. Politicians are like anybody else. They want to succeed, and for politicians, succeeding means getting reelected. So if there were a widespread support amongst the voters for changing the laws, I think the laws would change. The fact is that so far, people don't seem to see, not enough of people see the wisdom of changing our laws, and so we're sort of stuck with the ones that we've got. So I wouldn't put the onus just on the politicians. I think we need to get more people to think about the issues as well.
Absolutely. But I mean, studying this, I've seen the numbers, but is the worm starting to turn? Are people really starting to get what a ridiculous fraud this war on drugs is?
I don't know. I think that there's been a lot more discussion of it in the last 3-6 months, but there have been other times where there's been a lot of discussion and yet nothing has really changed. On the whole, the pattern has been for enforcement and the strength of the laws to go up, not down. So I'm not, it's hard to be too optimistic. I mean, I hope I'm wrong this time, but I don't quite see any mainstream politicians standing up and taking on this issue. You know, talk radio takes it on, and certain mainstream media types have taken it on. So it is getting more airtime, but it's not obvious it's getting enough attention from the right people for there to be a change.
Professor Jeffrey Miron, I'll tell you what I think the last piece of the puzzle is. It's all the newscasts pointing at the scum and the meth heads and the labs and the toddler walking around in the broken glass and the degeneracy of trash that is always going to be involved in whatever's illegal. You know, you make brewing whiskey illegal, they're going to be involved in it. You make making methamphetamine illegal, they're going to be involved in it. It's going to be dirty and kill people. And so they can point at the criminal element and then go, oh, see the criminal element. We got to keep this illegal, and just how trashy they are, the white trash and the rest of it. But the criminal element's going to be what, you know, always involved with wherever they can make a quick buck. So that isn't an honest argument, in my opinion.
Well, I think it's true that there are going to be people who tend to behave as criminals regardless, but they're only able to make a lot of money, and it's only attractive to draw in people who are not inherently sort of oriented toward being criminals if there's a lot of income there, and that's the result of prohibition. So I think, although you would see some people to continue to be sort of criminals regardless, I think a large fraction of the people involved would turn to something legitimate because there's no income to be made if you there's no excess income to be made if you legalize the trade.
Absolutely. I had a great uncle who in prohibition ran most of the whiskey in South Texas, and he worked with some of the locals here in Austin, Texas. But I mean, he wasn't what you'd call a criminal person. It just everybody knew it was a fraud. They could make a lot of money having fake dairies around the state, you know, making whiskey and delivering it in milk trucks.
Exactly. So you draw in a lot of people who in a better, in a different world would not be inclined to engage in criminal activity, but the temptations become sort of awfully hard to resist.
What about police? I mean, we've got some numbers. They vary, but, man, I tell you, places like Chicago and L.A. and places, I mean, there's more corrupt cops than you can shake a stick at.
Oh, it's a huge problem, and I think in many ways it's an even bigger problem in other countries where the level at which police are compensated is substantially below in the U.S., so the temptations are even greater. And again, there's nothing you can do to escape that once you have the activity prohibited.
And once a society gets to a level of corruption where enough people accept corruption, it then races like a staph infection through the body politic, and it collapses. Folks can just Google your name, find some of your great research, studies, and writings. We appreciate Harvard professor Jeffrey Miron of economics joining us. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the time. Thanks for coming on. All right, we'll come back, cover a bunch of swine flu news, take your phone calls, get into the attacks on free speech. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Steve, Tony, Shadow, Robert, Mike, your call's coming up at T-minus 5 minutes. And a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet. We'll get a quick report also next hour from Phoenix, where We Are Changed there. And the local libertarians are going to hand out 10,000 copies of Obama Deception, the Obama Deception, to the big rally where the would-be dictator, the puppet, the fake liberal, the supporter of torture, the man who never saw a lobbyist he wouldn't hire to the White House is going to be speaking. That's coming up. I want to get into how I've been attacked, too, and open the phones up for your take on what YouTube's done. I want to give the phone number out to YouTube and to Google. In fact, more of those last night of their internal phone numbers and emails were supposedly sent to Aaron at Infowars.com. Is Aaron in yet, or was he up until 4 in the morning again, finishing up this some secret film I'm about to release? Hey, will you call him or go get in his email and get me those better phone numbers for Google and YouTube, please, or call him and get him in here. I think the answer is just making not be able to stay up here late and read Thomas Jefferson quotes. We were addicted to those last night. We read them for about an hour just for our, you know, entertainment and enjoyment. That's what we do around here. I'm going to read some of those today if I have time. I already read a Solzhenitsyn quote. I could read Jefferson for a million years, man. It all just clicks. But going to George Fortitle, who's a YouTube reporter, and he went down to Mexico City. We've had a lot of folks from Mexico City on, Sherry Tenpenny from Mexico, other people from Mexico reporting, and they were all saying a lot more people sick than was being said, a lot more people, and that there were troops running around. It was all scary, but then suddenly it turned out those were just regular flus, regular colds, regular people dying of pneumonia, kind of a mass panic, kind of a War of the Worlds deal where folks were out shooting water towers thinking they were tripod alien creatures, you know, and when Orson Welles did that, kind of the same deal. So George, I remember when I saw a YouTube video where he was freaked out about to go down to Mexico City, already wearing a mask in Southern California. He got there and found out it was a huge hoax. And the show ran out yesterday as we were finishing up. Tell us exactly what you witnessed. You said, just to prove this, you've gone and shot video. I haven't seen your channel lately. But have you posted that or had a chance to where you go into the hospital and take your mask off? Tell us what you saw in Mexico City, George.
Alex, thank you. As you come down here, you have a total sense of fear from what the mainstream media has been telling you about the flu. But as you get here and you start to talk to people, you start to realize more and more that it's just entirely a big charade. And I just got so frustrated one day. I actually have a video of this on my website. I said, I'm going to go into this emergency room. And they had swine flu cases in this hospital. And I said, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to take off my mask, and I'm going to hang out in there. And you know what? I did that, and even my taxi driver came with me, and I videotaped it. And, I just wanted to prove to my followers or my listeners that it's a charade. This is the regular flu. People are going in with regular flu. They're not dying in these massive numbers that they're talking about. And even if we had a few hundred deaths here, that doesn't justify shutting down a city of 20 million plus. I mean, it's 20 million people live here.
And that's the key. Let me stop you. That's the key. Is that imagine if they're talking about total martial law, forced inoculations, going to level 6 for a few dozen people dying when regular flu kills a quarter of a million every year conservatively. What is the deal? What is going to happen when there's just a regular flu and it kills thousands? Are they going to use that for martial law takeover as a smokescreen during economic collapse? And yes, that is the number one playbook attack profile. This was a beta test. We know now what their attack profile is going to be. That is, again, let's say they got 5 plays they might pull on us coming up as things collapse. That's the number one play. Kind of like when they keep throwing Hail Marys, you know that's what this coach is going to do. Well, these guys are running it up the middle with the bio, attack hysteria, and they beta tested this. What were folks saying inside the hospital?
Basically, I didn't really get to talk to them, but I eventually got to a doctor, and I have a footage on my channel, the hidden camera, talking to a doctor, and I was actually somewhat sick. I think I had the stomach flu, and I went in there as a regular patient, and she basically said in Spanish, people have translated this for me, that it is totally overblown. That, you know, even with my symptoms, my similar flu-like symptoms, I did not have swine flu. I did not have the symptoms. Right. And I believe in the report she talks about that. She talks in detail, like a 10-minute report in Spanish of what's actually really going on. I mean, it is scary. When you go in there, everyone has masks on. They're carrying people's clothes in red
bags.
Well,
sir, how do you know you even had stomach flu? I mean, anybody that goes to Mexico for a few days, especially Mexico City, you're going to get Montezuma's revenge. I mean,
you know what? That's probably what it is. I'm taking Bactrim, an antibiotic, which they gave me, and I'm taking Imodium. So I don't know how severe
well,
that
mean,
is.
I mean, sir, have you ever been to Mexico City before?
Yes.
I mean, did you get a stomachache last time?
No. All right, I haven't been here for a long period of time.
It could be that, or it could be this. We did get confirmed reports from caller after caller and doctors and people in Mexico that a lot of people had stomach-type flu, but this is supposedly respiratory, though, so it's probably just a regular stomach virus. The evidence shows this is a very communicable virus. It's just very mild, but that's what we were saying earlier. It could be that it's going to mutate into something worse because it's clearly designer. So the globalists are evil. We have to say, is this a dummy virus to test spreads, as they have said in papers they wanted to do, a virus that's weak but very communicable to test a very virulent, deadly flu? Or is it going to mutate into something worse or combine with other viruses? The UN's now fear-mongering saying that. So I'm thinking everything from their perspective, their mindset. Your comments on that?
All I have to say, Alex, is my taxi driver is now sick, so he's at home. I mean, I don't believe he has swine flu. I'm getting over whatever I have. It was probably Montezuma's revenge. But I can tell you, as you go into the emergency room, you can see the fear in people's eyes. I mean, if you open the newspapers, here, everything is about the influenza. But when you talk to people, they're basically telling you it's a panic. They call it, they even have a name for it. They call it panico. It's like a commonly used term for
the
government just.
But you know, folks are not worried about that now. They're not worried about the police state. They're not worried about the collapsing economy. They're not worrying about SDRs and the IMF taking Mexico over. They're only worried about the flu or talking about how it shut down their life. Again, a perfect way when revolution's coming to a head to slap it down is to release this. Anything else, sir, from Mexico City?
Real quick, 2 points that I've been hearing from the people here. They wonder why Obama visited, Obama left, and then all the politicians got together for some type of meeting here, and then all of a sudden it hit the streets. Big panic, epidemic. And then the second point is this is timed just with their senator elections in 1 month. And that just kind of put off bells in my head.
Well, there's no doubt, and every Mexican we've talked to from Mexico says they're using it as a smokescreen from all their criminal activity. Okay, well, the website is George for Title. Up on YouTube channel. Hey, what do you think of them banning the Alex Jones channel for showing a news article? When Google is stealing every book on the planet, claiming they own it and digitizing it, flaunting. I mean, it's obviously fair use. Washington Journal does it. All these other TV shows show news articles. I mean, the news shows clip outs. This is asinine crap. And they said of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette does not remove their DNC takedown order, the site isn't going back up. So I guess, in fact, give me the number to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And in fact, I want their number. I'm going to give that out later. I mean, they are a real piece of work. But who's the bigger piece of work, them or YouTube? I mean, think about it. Over 2,000 videos, a million views a week. I mean, we were just counting up the weeks. A million here, half a million there, a million here. No way to count up a year and a half. With, you know, in the last 6 months or so, millions of views a week. My God, this is incredible.
So, Alex, you know what it is? There's groups behind this that are flagging your videos, they're reporting your videos, and they're working in collusion with YouTube to get that site down.
No, they've contacted us. They comment and go, you bastard, we're going to shut you down, we're going to keep filing fake complaints. And so, you know what? I'm going to give YouTube what they want. I'm going to give their stinking phone number out, and I want them called today. I want them called tomorrow. I want them called next week. George, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your report from there. Maybe we'll get another one from you coming up. Okay, let's take some phone calls, and then next hour I'm going to really detail all this. In fact, let me go ahead and dig up the phone numbers to YouTube. I meant to test these last night, but I didn't get around to it, so I'm going to have the guys... I'm going to have the guys test it. Guys, come in here. Here's the numbers. Where did you? Oh, yeah, that's the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Print that for me. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is 412-263-1890. And tell the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, you know, here's the numbers, folks. Let me just give you these. Yeah, go ahead and double-check those numbers right there and then put that up on screen. Okay, that's Google in the Bay Area. Okay, YouTube, Google, whatever you want to call it. That's the YouTube campus itself. Anyways, imagine what they've already done to us. They already, within hours of the cops being killed, had the Southern Poverty Law Center that's involved with the ADL at YouTube running things. It's all interconnected. That's been admitted, censoring. They already had the white supremacist shoot some poor cops. He's throwing a fit because his dog was urinating on the ground and mommy told him to get out. Turned out the guy was attacking me on my comment page. They take it, the Southern Poverty Law Center feeds it, my name out of hundreds of sites he admittedly had visited, to the paper, implies I'm the reason he killed the cops. That's not enough, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I show the article and say on air that it's a libel? And you bastards, that isn't enough for you. You got to go file a fake copyright claim. I mean, even in some twisted universe, you could claim we couldn't show articles on air, which is pure bull, under fair use, and everybody does it. You know, C-SPAN, in the papers show on news in New York, everybody does it. You know, 60 Minutes shows clips of articles. They're not getting rights to that. It's news. Even in a twisted world, if that was okay, you bastards implied that I basically caused the killing. I mean, your hardcore assault on me, working with a private group with the police within hours to attack me. I'm the number one target after cops are killed. Within hours, this is up. Within hours, the same afternoon, the same day. And then that isn't enough. Then you want to shut down my free speech because it was an audio of me criticizing them on the Sunday show, showing their article. I mean, it's not enough for you. You got to ban my speech, you bastards. What is your problem? Are you just demanding to be sued by me? I mean, is this just an absolute obsession of yours? You know, we already had... By pointing out it was a fraud, Raw Story, Daily Kos, and several other papers did retract. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette wrote two articles saying, okay, the white supremacists didn't like Alex. But they never retracted the original story. They just kind of halfway did it. And I talked to the reporter. And he just said, well, I was fed this by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And then they're in the article. I mean, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, I know you don't like it that I get up here with the FBI secret memos, and then we get it to the newspapers, and it's in the Rocky Mountain News, and it was in the AP, and it was in the, what's the paper in Salt Lake City, Salt Lake City Tribune. I know it makes you mad it came out that we exposed that you were running the white supremacist operation at Elohim City with Tim McVeigh, with Andre Strassmeyer. I know that's upsetting for you, Southern Poverty Law Center. I understand. And you know what? It blew up in your face trying to imply I had the cops killed. People found out about you, didn't they? So we'll just continue to make lemonade out of these lemons you throw at us. You make me sick, though. You make me sick what you did. You make me want to throw up what you did at Elohim City, running that operation, having your people at the top of it. You're disgusting. Sickening filth. They literally peddle all this racism and manipulate and control a lot of these groups. It's been documented many times, so that they can demonize free speech in America and do what they're doing to us now and openly ban free speech. You are disgusting. You make me sick. Do you guys call that number? That is Google's number. Okay, you know what? I'm going to give it out next hour. Start your engines, ladies and gentlemen. Start your engines. Get ready. And I want you to call them and be polite and tell them you're going to boycott their sponsors. You're going to take Google ads off your website. If you got websites out there, bunch of crap anyways. I took it off a year ago because I found out how evil Google was. And yeah, it was a financial hit for us, but you know, whatever. By the way, we need to be financially supported. Folks, I put up our emergency broadcast off our prisonplanet.tv servers in high quality a week and a half ago. And last time I checked, it was 20,000+ downloads and over a couple $1,000. How much was it? The point is, I put up another video, one of the ones they censored, where I broke down how it was a hoax. And that's costing me a lot of money right now. It's up on Infowars.com. People are like, well, just show all your videos for free. I have to explain how reality works. Number one, we used to have two servers for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and at peak times every day it would get slow. Then I added CDNs, two CDNs. Well, one of them's got 75 terabytes a month. The other's got 30. We're starting to max those out. I don't even want to tell you how much it cost. I don't know. What is it? 20-something grand now just for those a month. The money's got to come from somewhere. That's why you hear the sponsors and the gold pitching and the water filter pitching. And I only push stuff I believe in anyways. But the point is, I got to spend a lot of my time trying to fork money in here to throw it into the engine. I need fuel. I need you to load bombs on my airframe. I can go in there and bomb the enemy in the info war. I'm a big old stratofortress. I go in every day and bomb the enemy, but I need the bombs. I need the fuel. And it isn't easy. And these crazy people keep emailing me going, you should just have your own YouTube and give it out for free. Do you have any idea how much that would cost? Do you have any idea? I'm not some miser. That's why we've been so successful. Most people would make money in something like this and immediately stick it in their pocket. Not Alex Jones. 95% of the money comes into this operation, goes right back into the guns, right back into the info war weapons, right back into shooting salvos of truth downrange. I got a little fund in case I get sued to defend myself. Got a fund for litigation against people that, you know, go after us. And got a little bit of fun to run a few months of operation costs. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what matters to me is ideas. That is the currency I'm into, is beating these people. I want to win. I want the truth to come out. And I told you we've entered the maximum danger zone. We are now going mega viral everywhere. We're being hacked, attacked, demonized, slandered, lied about, hit by COINTELPRO from every angle because we are exploding on every front, ladies and gentlemen. We are bringing in a mighty harvest of people waking up. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership. You get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership just to protest YouTube. And I'll put, if we get enough money coming in, or maybe we can have donor memberships that are like $20 a month if you want to contribute to free videos. Because I don't have the money. I mean, you want donors? You know, I've gotten donations before and had contests, you know, and given people prize money with the money because that's all I spend it on. You want to buy the books, buy the videos, buy the materials at InfoWars.com? You want to mail us donations? Yeah, you give me $1,000. That's about, depending on how long the video is, that's about, I don't know, 20,000 people on a medium-sized video. I mean, you know, it costs money to send out this data. So please donate. Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We need the fuel.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, we're going to have a totally jam-packed next hour. Right now, let's start going to your calls. Tony in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Alex, it's an honor to speak with you. Prison Planet TV member since the first year, and I have to say, in watching and listening all these years, I don't know if there was a finer moment for the truth movement than the last couple of weeks. I have never seen such an assemblage come together, and I think this is what scared them. I know this was a beta test. I agree this was a beta test on the flu. I believe, however, they planned on getting a lot more mileage out of it than they did. And one of the key central cogs to that was George Nuri, yourself, and Dr. Lynn Horowitz and Stephen Quayle. The four of you together literally changed millions of opinions of people across the country, people I knew. They were the most of the people that I knew were either absolutely feeling like the government had overblown this, even though there was 24/7 coverage in your face trying to get people to freak out, they didn't, or they said, something's going on here. And those that listened to you through George Nuri, your program, were absolutely blown away. I remember.
Well, that's the point I made over and over again. I said this is clearly engineered, which is now documented, a lab virus. That's mainstream British news. Clearly a lab virus, and they're overblowing it in an act of psychological terrorism, or they've released the big one. And because they're eugenicists, they're capable of anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, Alex, and God bless you. We pray for you constantly, but you're the one that caught them with their pants down. I happened to listen to you the morning the Baxter story broke, and it was a minor story in the United States until you broke that story. And I happened to be listening, and you said to all your listeners, look, I went on before 9/11, 2 months before, told everybody it's going to happen. This is bigger than that. And I got on my chain of people, you know, and we began.
Yeah, was that? I remember I started the show. When did I do all that?
Brother, it was at least 2 to 3 weeks prior. I apologize. I don't know the exact. I would have to go back because I recorded a lot of
your somebody should find that in the archives.
Yeah,
I remember.
I'll dig.
Because it broke, and then Coast to Coast ended up having me on that night or the next night. So I want to say March 10th. March 9th. You know what, John Harmon, you're up at the network. My guys are overwhelmed. I know John is as well. John, go listen to the archive of March 10th, March 9th. March 11th, and I'll start the show saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest show ever. I believe they're going to launch some type of fake flu fear-mongering and then launch a real one. See, I just remembered, and I let it all out. You're right, I did.
Alex, and I got on the horn to people, you know, I mean, we've got them from Alaska to New Jersey to Florida, all throughout the South. And let me tell you, brother, you were so ahead of that curve. And I believe that took some of the wind out of their sails. But when you got on there and that guy called in on Coast that night and he starts attacking in some way and you cut him off and said, look, the flu doesn't start in the West and move East. It always starts East and moves West. And we're at the tail end of the flu season. They were caught with their pants down. They were absolutely exposed in every possible way they could be exposed.
Yeah, and that guy called in and said it comes out of the West. And I just said, I'm sorry, it's not true.
Right, and you cut him off immediately and shut that business
down. Listen, I saw a YouTube video yesterday where the guy's saying, I said that the camp was real, the Amtrak camp was the camp. I'm the one that's been exposing that for a decade as fake. I predicted Beck would go with it. I say Oklahoma City was an inside job. I've noticed all these videos are now saying, I am for bombing children. I am for Oklahoma City. They've got a script they're going off of now, I've been noticing.
Absolutely, and what's scaring them so much, and I believe this now, having covered you and followed you and prayed for you, brother, for years and gotten this DVDs out there and everything, I'm telling you right now, when you hear Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, Lou Dobbs parroting back what you have broken, stories you have broken, crossing into the mainstream, and Glenn Beck has become a phenom for Fox ratings, and I know he may be a shill and is just pretending to co-op, I don't know, but regardless...
But it documents that we're having... No, everything we cover, we were covering last week... The new domestic extremism lexicon, it's now national news right now saying alternative media are terrorists. No, I know. That's the thing, is that everything we do now breaks through because the listeners are active. We are literally, it's like in a boxing match. Every blow is connecting. But half the public doesn't realize we're in the fight of our lives. They got their hands down. I'm like, no, move. Strike. Fight back. Get in the info war. You can do it. Come on. Get them moving. Get that head moving. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Engage. Open phones next hour. Huge news blitz coming up. We'll check in with We Are Change Phoenix. The owner's Hancock, talk show host in his own right. We'll be talking to him about what they're doing to expose Obama with the Obama deception. And I'm going to give out the number to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They filed a false copyright claim saying I couldn't show a news article on my radio slash TV show on the web connection, the video, of their article attacking me. Asinine. I don't have time to sue you jackasses. You already implied I made the guy murder cops when it was a lie, and I put up with that. And then I come out and defend myself. And you come in and try to crush my free speech, responding to you? Boy, I tell you, I could eat your lunch in court, you bastards. But I just want you to get a hold of YouTube and have the Alex Jones channel turned back on that millions of people, tens and tens and tens of millions of people, were waking up from. Shame on you, and shame on YouTube. That's coming up. Right now, let's go to Shadow in Pennsylvania, then Robert, Mike, Michael, and others. Go ahead, Shadow.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I spoke with one of the census takers yesterday. I spied her across the street. She just got done doing my house. I took a couple digital photos of her. I got a close-up of her. She was carrying what looked like a mail bag, but it says U.S. Census Bureau across it. She has a little GPS unit in hand. I went up to her. I said, excuse me, can you tell me why the government needs the GPS coordinates of my front door and everybody else's in the next 90 days? She looked at me with, shocked. She's like, how did you know what I was doing? I said, you didn't answer my question.
Oh, my God, he knows how to think. He knows how to read. Al-Qaeda, she gets on the radio. I've got Al-Qaeda. They know how to read. He talked. He knows how to talk. He hasn't taken his Prozac. Oh, God. He should talk.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's quite all right. So then I asked her, I said, don't you think it's a little dangerous that the Census Bureau now reports directly to Rahm Emanuel? And I said, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? She said, to be honest with you, I don't know why. But I have to ask again, how did you know? It's not mainstream news. It's not public knowledge. I said, Infowars.com. I said, she wrote your website down on a piece of paper.
Uh-oh.
And then she gave me the opportunity to opt out, quote, if I did not want my GPS coordinates. I said, well, you already did my house. She said, no, it's not finalized. We did even numbers one day. We're doing odd numbers today. It's not finalized.
She was just telling you that because she was intimidated. Look. They're doing it so the SWAT teams know where to go. That's one of the dual uses.
I made a whole new list on that one. But, I just wanted to keep you and all your listeners informed. They themselves have no idea why they're doing what they're doing.
Well, I keep getting emails saying we're making it up. They're out with GPS. And actually, if you Google do it right now for folks on screen at prisonplanet.tv on the radio, you can listen. Google census takers GPS hit news. I mean, you'll get scores of articles, but again, knowing how to read an article is now considered Al-Qaeda. And I'm not joking. I mean, it says alternative media questioning. It says in this report, they take different pieces of mainstream news and put it all together. This is an act of their extremist terrorism. Yeah, there it is. Census workers gather data, Kansas City. And so if you click on the articles, it'll say it. There you go. Big Brother, GPS, American Daily Review. Doorway Census. Go ahead and click on that for folks. Anything else, sir?
She handed me a piece of paper to make me feel better that says your answers are confidential, et cetera, et cetera. And
but then it said it was the law that you've got to answer all the questions, but it says only when the code is applicable because they're only allowed to ask you how many people live there. That's it.
Right, and it also says that it will only become public knowledge after 72 years.
Oh, yeah, right. Now, I've got their little sheet they hand out. In fact, here it is. It says it's the law, you've got to do it, and there's a little bitty tiny print at the bottom. In fact, here it is. Show people. Zoom in on this. This is what you get. Zoom in on that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And if you read it down at the bottom, this is blown up, by the way, blown up larger than it is. It tells you only if it has the U.S. code by it. And only a few of the questions have it. It's all color of law fraud as usual. Completely criminal government. U.S. Department of the Census.
Oh, how dare I show this? I'm not allowed to show a government document on TV. YouTube will have to ban me. But meanwhile, they claim they own every book ever published and are publicly stealing them all, hardcore criminals. But it's okay, they're Google CIA run publicly.
Pieces of filth, we'll be exposing them coming up. Everybody should dump Google ads, they're spying on all of you, they're hardcore crooks.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to recap the attack on free speech and the First Amendment in the United States and worldwide, the attack on free speech, openly saying, you criticize and say global warming isn't real, you'll be arrested. You criticize open borders in England, you'll be arrested. You criticize open borders in the U.S., you can't travel to Canada or to England. Draconian Soviet controls, Nazi level controls on free speech, and they're banning YouTube accounts everywhere, libertarian, conservative, anti-war liberal sites. They're just, YouTube's banning everything, replacing it literally with Star Trek episodes. That's what's on their site now, moving all the user videos to sub pages where you can't find them, just like they shut down almost completely Google Video. So we're going to recap all that and give you the numbers. Because I know Google and others, I'm already seeing comments by their little minion partners that go around minioning for them. You know, their own little youth brigade, like Stalin or Mao, had their own little cores out saying, I've already given the numbers out to Google and YouTube. No, we haven't. Those are just listeners doing that first. You're about to hear from the listeners, okay? Because you're saying that we've given your number out, we're going to give it out now. Prepare yourselves. Last time I did this to a local newspaper that attacked me and said there wasn't a North American Union, and I was lying about Sintra being Spanish-owned, taking over the roads, they got over 3,000 phone calls and shut them down for 2 days. That was 4 or 5 years ago. I think you're going to have to get 10 or 20,000 phone calls. And let them know you're going to, I mean, again, Google is a complete fraud anyways now. Totally CIA run. We've got articles about that. Totally spying on you, tracking you, planning stuff on your computer. And I declare war on you. You declare war on freedom. I declare a declaration of independence against you and the Home Secretary degenerate, openly saying there's no free speech in England, and the degenerates that run Canada that had me arrested when I went up there to try to cover Bilderberg and told me they were going to put me in prison and set me up. You're degenerate, filthy, dirtbag commissars that want to pull what you did in the Soviet Union. And it isn't happening here, filth. You're going to lose, you bastards. You've gone too far. Do you understand that, scum? And I'm glad you now know we're going to bring you and all the bankers and the Madoffs to justice. Sick of your filth, and I'm not scared of you. I'm not backing down. I'm going in, through, and beyond. 110%, I'm committed. And we know we're drawing blood on you, but you drew first blood. I know we got pay dirt on you. I know we're pounding in on you, and we're teaching the people how much power they've got. And you don't like that, do you? People are deciding they're not slaves anymore. Pieces of trash. There's nothing worse than you running around acting like you're for free speech when you're not, and how you selectively enforce everything. You make me sick as you steal every book ever published. Say it's yours, and then say I can't show a news article attacking me. Anyway, sponsors here. SurvivalSeedBank.com makes this radio show possible. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds is a very, very important thing to do, and they've got just an amazing selection of high-quality heirloom non-GMO seeds. Now, there have been times in history when heirloom seeds have sold for more than gold. Pilgrims, for example. The Solutions from Science is trying to get these heirloom seeds in the hands of the peoples. Monsanto and others buy up all the major seed stocks. SurvivalSeedBank.com has great prices. SurvivalSeedBank.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Another sponsor is Home Gain. You can check out the little orange gorilla. Probably list him as a hate criminal soon in the media. A little orange gorilla that you link through. You can go to Home Gain. You can see it up on the screen right now. You can find out how much your home is worth by entering it in. You can find other great realtors, people in your area, great little tricks like the Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. There's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. There's also a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You have to see it for yourself. That's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Okay, let's go to Ernest Hancock. Ernest Hancock's produced for syndicated shows, done his own radio show, met him out at Crawford when we were out there protesting the war. He is a libertarian. He calls the government a gang with a flag, and that's what it is, certainly out of control now, in the words of Thomas Jefferson. They've produced thousands and thousands of Obama deceptions. They put videos up on YouTube of this, and people are doing this all over the country. But you should mimic what they're doing. And then they're going to go to this big event when the Obaminator, the Obama, Obama, I love you. When all these people show up at the sports stadium to learn and worship their betrayer, they're going to be there deprogramming at least 10,000 of them. But they're going to need volunteers and help handing out all these DVDs and also maybe having to smuggle some in because, you know, this is America. You're not allowed to hand DVDs out. Ernest Hancock, tell us about what you're doing out there. Okay, we may have lost him. That happens a lot because I'll start ranting and raving, and then they'll get a phone call, and they'll get on the phone call and not be at the phone. Old Mike Rivera was doing that earlier. Do we have him now? Or is he listening on the internet with a two-minute delay? Yeah, that's what they do. People email me. They think the internet delay is a setup to censor. Internet just delays, folks. Hey, Ernest, good to have you on with us.
And it's a pleasure to talk to you again, man. Hey, I tell you, you know, a little correction. We've already started distributing these. We wanted to, it's not just the event. We did 10,000, we were up to, going up to 15,000 now. They are out every day. They come in at night. We go around, you know, let's let people know. Here in the Valley, Staples has DVDs on sale for $7.50, man. We're all over it. We go and take up every bit we can. We produce them. We have 3 11-stack DVD duplicators. We go all night. We make these DVDs. Then we go the next day, a bunch of the guys and the kids and stuff go out on campus, pass them out. They're going to be fully informed well before you have Obama comes here. I'm suspecting he's going to find an excuse not to come to Arizona with all the freed minds that we have using Obama deception. The kids here and the activists, they were so enthusiastic about your film that they wanted to get it out into their peers. So what they did is we helped them with equipment and so on to mass produce this at our workshop here. Then we have our own printing press, we do silk screen, we got our own video and radio studios, and they get to do whatever they want. And this is
I've also noticed you guys are smart. The college students are getting some smoking gorgeous girls who are patriots to go out and be the voice of this on local campus TV and radio.
Well, any effort has a, you know, cumulative effect. And what has happened is we have the university newspapers have come by and interviewed and taken pictures and promoting this. And a big story out in College Times this Thursday. So we have a lot of press that's covering this. So what's happened is before he even gets here, the 90% of the impact that we're going to have will already be there. We also have our own FM transmitters for a little micro pirate radio stations that we do on universities. We're doing in the past years during the revolution all around the country. So we set up one of those. We have big banners that Obama deception listen at and put the frequency up there.
By the way, you know how we learned about pirate, Ernest, you know how we learned about pirate FM in the country? I'm sure you know. A lot of the Eastern Bloc used those to bring down the Soviets. Even little quarter waters in their neighborhoods used that to smash the enemy and fax machines. We've got greater tools than they had. We need to follow in the example of these great patriots. So tell folks the frequency of that. Tell them what university it is. And then I want to ask for your help. I've made the Obama deception. It was a bigger success than I thought it would be. Careful what you ask for. We are having hack attacks from the government, hardcore death threats, YouTube channel shut down. I am definitely on their radar. And so I need everybody's support if they try to set me up or plant drugs on me or God knows what they'll do. But I am definitely, you know, the little probe that everybody shot out to the very front reaches. I'm at the very vanguard going into enemy territory. So I need all the fleet cruisers behind me coming into enemy territory to be sure and back me up. Or if I get blown to bits, don't let that intimidate you. Just launch forward against the enemy.
You know, our thing has been a little bit different. I mean, if you're going to be on the list, it's safer to be at the top of the list. And you're way up there towards the top.
I know. It's so quite a feeling. Safer. Yeah, my John Hancock is up there. But so, I mean, how should I counter that, Ernest? I always enjoy your perspective because it really is. I don't even try to talk about it on air. I just want folks to know what's going on. It's become three-ring circus level. The system is, the eye of Sauron is definitely looking at me now.
Oh, no. There's no doubt. We've been active. A lot of the people here that provided the facility for that, we've been active libertarians since the early 90s. We went through when they had their Missouri list, the Patriots kind of homeland defense thing. We went through that, and that started here in Phoenix with the FBI, that list back in 94.
That's it. Those that talk about the Constitution are terrorists, yeah.
Yeah, no, we've been through this. We just take it with, you know, it's just part of the game that they play. It's a psyop. I mean, you're very effective in making sure that people understand it is a psyop. This whole thing is if they can get you afraid. I mean, fear is their only weapon. It's becoming more and more obvious that they don't have any other trick in their bag. It's just making you afraid. In fact, I'll tell the bad guys right now, we have a new campaign that will start. We have No Fear. You know, and it's just a big logo, 4x8 of the, you know, squinting eyes. No fear, and then we'll have freedomsphoenix.com on there and the revolution logo, and that's what they don't want. They don't want people to be unafraid. They need them looking to the government to solve whatever problem that they created. So we're just not afraid. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that they're not out to get you, but, you know, fear, if you're afraid, then they already won. You just can't. So the frequency at ASU is going to be 91.3. And then, of course, me telling you, don't try and block it, but it doesn't matter. Heck, the banners that just go out promoting it is enough. It just, because they're so predictable, they can't allow exactly what you're talking about to happen in the Eastern Bloc and so on. Getting the information out is what brought them down. And it's the same thing that's going to happen here. What we have done, and I've noticed over the past few years, you know, since, you know, even after you and I have met in Crawford, what we have learned is that the reason you have such a high demographic of younger people in their 20s and so on during this revolution and such is because they grew up and matured in their teenage years along with the internet in the mid-90s. It's all these guys born after 1980, and they have, for the first time in human history, have the ability to just hit the truth button.
Millennials. That's why the media tells them millennials and Generation X are scum. No, we're not scum.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
More of your calls coming up, but I'm going to recap what Google, the owner of YouTube, has done to us, and we need you to call the numbers there, or the Alex Jones channel, and millions, over a million views a week, goes away. And it, thousands of videos, an incredible library they torched through false copyright claims for showing a news article. How asinine is that? Now, Ernest Hancock, I got to have you up for a full hour in the near future. Just an amazing individual, always out there setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. Obama and the entire Republican Democratic Party, they keep saying, we're rebranding the Democrats, we're rebranding the Republicans, we're new, we've changed. You see that on Fox and CNN, but they're not changing. So the system is imploding. Congress still has an approval rating in single digits. And now the Obama Kool-Aid, the Obama hex, or the Obama spell, is wearing off the Obama supporters. And they're realizing, my gosh, this guy lied about everything. I mean, that's why the Obama deception smashes him, because it shows how day one he turned over everything, hired nothing but law. What effect is it having there at the campus? And you say you've handed out 10,000?
Oh, it got them motivated to come do stories. The first girl that was representing the campus newspapers came in. She was wearing a Hope shirt. So she really got a dose from a lot of the young guys wanting to show her all kinds of stuff. And she left with some new things to think about. And it's the future for us, I think, is secure, but it has to go through a phase. In the end, freedom always wins. It just gets really messy first. And we need to prepare for the messy part. Like on freedomsphoenix.com and on your sites and so on, we're doing the same kinds of things. We're promoting, you know, firearms training and get your heirloom seeds and making sure that you're not, you know, having a bad diet and that you're, you know, getting your mind right around what's happening and your family and take care of your personal relationships and quit worrying so much about the fear. And it's good that we had the last couple of years for these young people to go through this revolution process. And with the Ron Paul thing, because they got to see how the system really works. And
absolutely. And we had, exactly, we see a lot of negative people when Paul didn't win saying it was a defeat. We gained massive ground. The libertarian patriot idea became dominant on universities, a third rail, something separate from the controlled left-right. And now people know about the private Federal Reserve. Now they've got 115 sponsors, up from 112 yesterday, to audit the private Fed. We're on the march. The empire's on the run, brother.
You know, and I think they know it, too. That's why they've amped up the rhetoric and the speed at which they're doing what they're doing. Because there is no saving it. You know, a lot of people go, well, Ernie, what can we do to... You can't save it. You just need to survive it. You know, I'm looking, I have four children from 19 to 23. My daughter just got married Saturday, my oldest daughter. And, you know, I have, you know, them to think about the future and my grandchildren coming and all this. And I can see where the revolution kind of starts to focus, not just on the younger people, but as you become a grandfather and you get into that age bracket, you kind of get locked here. It's not like I can go to some other country or just leave. You have so much room.
No, I was about to say, now that I have three children, I can envision my grandchildren. And it was just like when I had that professor on from the Netherlands, not from the Netherlands, from Denmark. I keep saying Netherlands for Denmark. You know, he's getting attacked for exposing how there was thermite in the buildings, and he did the test. But he said, when I look at my four grandchildren and my children, it doesn't even matter. I mean, there's not even a question. That's the thing. I'm not worried about being tortured, killed. And if we have that attitude, we're going to win. It's the cowering that lets the evil win. It's so good to have courage and be committed. It's not even courage. I don't care. I'm telling the truth. I'm pulling out the stops. I don't have fear anymore. My only fear is that I don't work hard enough to light enough bushfires in the minds of men and women to kick these people's butts, Ernest.
You know, you had a couple of really good points in your movie that I thought, you know, like KRS-One did a great job. You know, and the whole thing was edited very well. But I tell you the one thing from my generation, people that, you know, kind of know the history, that really had an impact on me. And a lot of people probably didn't see, you know, realize it. But we had that one segment that the first job that Obama got coming out of college was given to him by Kissinger. He didn't even need to have any more movie. I already got it.
Absolutely. And Geithner got his first job through one of his subsidiaries. I mean, this is a criminal crew. So where does it go from here? How do folks volunteer and get involved to get more Obama deceptions out at that university and other universities? Folks, don't wait. Take action.
If they go on YouTube and you just put in Operation ASU, it'll explode all over the place and they'll see what we're doing and additional videos that they put up as them actually handing them out on campus and doing different things. These people are committed. You know, these people, they understand their future. They're
and we need Ernest, stay there. I'll do a few more minutes with you. We're going to take calls and cover the YouTube stuff on the final half hour coming up. But I want to finish up when we get back. The point is, folks, take action. Devastate the enemy in the info war. Nothing can stop you. Crush everything.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. Huh?
Okay, I got a bunch of calls. Robert, Mike, Michelle, Sherry, and Wendy. I'll at least get to those, but I've got to recap what YouTube subsidiary minions have done, Google subsidiary minions, YouTube have done, and all this other stuff going on with just open attacks on free speech everywhere. I mean, it is just off the charts. Finishing up with Ernest Hancock out there with freedomsphoenix.com. We are Change Phoenix, Arizona. Incredibly active out there. Finishing up, what is the response so far? I know I asked this, but I want to hear specifically. What are the Obamanoids doing and the right-wingers? Because when they see this film, a right-winger goes, oh, good, it's bashing Obama. They watch it, and they find out it exposes the controlled right as well, and it shatters their paradigm in the experience I've had. That's what the film's designed to do, is take the blinders off, stop the little false, you know, orbit of left-right around each other's in this binary system. And what is it doing to the left? I mean, who are you finding is the hardest to deprogram out there?
You know, the left, we had a lot of experience with the left in the anti-war part of this. So they were already, when Obama started, you know, bombing Pakistan and adding into Afghanistan and not pulling out of Iraq, I think pretty much the bloom on the rose was done. And this was a very empowering and gave them the idea of where they should be directing their effort. But I tell you, the biggest thing is a lot of the people that were very hardcore Obama supporters, I think they kind of knew that this was all just a sham. It was to bring in what they wanted, was the centralized, central planned elite kind of government thing, and they were going to get a part in it.
Exactly, exactly. I've talked to the hardcore, Obama supporters, and they're like, communism, we're going to get your guns. And I go, well, wait a minute, but Obama works for the banks. That's right. It's a power trip. It's, we're going to suck off the middle class. We're parasites. We're going to get power. Go ahead.
No, I think that's exactly right. So, and you can see a lot of the people that they counted on, and you know when I really started to see it was when we were in Crawford. The blogs that were there, when they mowed down all those Arlington West crosses and so on, the Obama people that were heavy on the blogs there from the Freedom House did not want that reported. And it started to see what was happening. They were there to control the media in such a way as to get the war, the extraction from the war. They tried to get Cindy Sheehan, and this is where their break was, is they wanted her to advocate the slow withdrawal, the removal, not this immediate thing.
And she didn't sell out. She kept her soul. Briefly, and then I got to let you go. I'll have you back on, because I was out there quite a few times, but you stayed out there a lot. And I talked to Cindy, too. I interviewed her when I was out at the Denver thing. They came to her, explain what was really happening, how the crosses symbolizing the troops got mowed over, and what they came to her with.
Yeah, no, this whole thing was wanted her to advocate for slow withdrawal to be what Obama is doing now, and she wouldn't do it, and then she lost favor with this machine that they had. And I could see since then what the Obama machine has all been, key individuals that have the ability to do what you're talking about with Google Video and YouTube and all that. They want to eliminate access to disinformation of people, and your film has been very effective in us being able to get them exposed to it, and it's had a big impact. These young people are mad, or they're just disillusioned or whatever, but they're being woken up. And the older generation, you know, I really don't worry about. I've always been of the opinion when I was young in the early 90s that they're just going to have to die off and the next generation come replace it. So I don't even worry about them. It's the youth. It's them. That's why it's not my debt.com is what we did to put up that you can't indebt the unborn. We have billboards all over Phoenix that is just on that one issue. You cannot indebt the unborn to fund your crap. They will rebel and we're going to help.
And speaking of that, now Bloomberg's reporting 14.8 trill. It was 12.8 trill. Now they've added 2 trillion on top. At this rate, 1 year from the banker takeover, it'll be 26 trill. 26 trillion. I mean, these numbers. And now the Democrats on top of that want another 92 billion today. And I mean, it's just an orgy of stealing and corruption. I mean, when does it end, Ernest? These people have gone completely over the edge.
Oh, Bernanke's traded his helicopter for a blimp. I mean, there is no limit. They're going to go until Dr. Paul understands. We've understood. Libertarians have known for decades. It's simple math. It's arithmetic. Sooner or later, the dollar goes away. It's what they're going to try and do after that.
That's right. They've got offshore banks. They've got villas outside the country. They don't care. I mean, they admit, we're raping you, we're destroying you, ha, 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 we have SWAT teams, shut up, we rule. And
oh, I'm going to tell you this, Alex, this is a good one. We had these signs, we made a bunch of different signs, we were revolutionary putting signs all over. And one time we were videotaping because we had all girls, it was like a dozen women were just making all these signs, and we're videotaping, and they made a sign that said, "The Fed did it," with a dollar sign and an arrow going down. "The Fed did it." And I asked one girl, Renee Houlihan, she has her own little talk show here, and I said, "Renee, the Fed did what?" And she goes, "They printed money and bought gold with it." If that doesn't sum it up.
They're real bastards, aren't they? And drove down the price so they could gobble it all up. Ernest Hancock, we'll talk to you soon. When is the puppet, the thespian, Shakespearean, Academy Award-winning actor, showing up in the City of the Sun?
Well, it's supposed to be here May 13th. But, we will have the maximum impact already. I mean, we've already flooded this. When he comes, we're not going to go through the anal probes down there, let individuals do whatever they want. But I'm going to be a tavern, man. I already did my job.
Okay, so, but, I mean, we are encouraging folks to infiltrate in America. Oh, my God, secret police may get us with a few dozen DVDs in their pocket or whatever to give people inside the brainwashing camp, or as people converge in, the folks from the town to worship the Savior, we can give them the blasphemy then.
Oh, yeah, no, they're doing individuals. We're all about individuals. They can do whatever they want. I wanted to make sure this stuff got out. Well, before weeks before he even.
And of course, I forgot this part. You're also encouraging the students to take the DVDs you've given them and make their own copies.
Oh, absolutely. They're, this, even on the covers and the information in there, it says that. So it's like, we printed up our own little covers that go with it and instructions and what to do. And this is already taken hold to the point that the lamestream media, the media so last century, are finally starting to get a little attention on this, but it's the campus papers, it's the campus blogs, it's the campus people that are having the most exposure of this, putting it out across the country, right, inspiring others, as you have.
Ernest,
I understood the power of your movie. I got it right away, and so did these kids.
Ernest, you're awesome. We appreciate you and all the other folks across the country and the world doing this, and we'll talk to you after His Lordship has been there. Thank you so much. Ernest Hancock, take care.
Bye.
Okay, I promised to get to your calls, and I the first hour, second hour, I ranted quite a bit about the attack on free speech. It was very detailed. I know we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks are going to grab this video off PrisonPlanet.tv and kind of edit pieces together for the web to expose YouTube to then infiltrate their operation and expose what they've done. Please take the audio from earlier and mix in all the key points I made. Make your own points. Please take the articles I reference and show people, because folks aren't going to believe this, that you get arrested in England if you criticize the open borders. They don't know that all over the world, the UN says the model will be with your standardized national ID card globally standardized through your national ID card, that if you're not a good globalist, you won't be able to travel. You're not going to be able to have a job. Everything's going to be tracked and traced with global carbon taxes. This is all admitted, but now it's happening. Talk show host banned from UK for political opinions. The Home Secretary posted his name, Michael Savage, and others, and said, if you criticize immigrants or open borders, you're banned from England, and you'll be arrested in England if you do it. This is an open, giant. In fact, show folks this article. And show them this. I forgot this. Here's the UN involved with the censuses, but anyway, side issue. So much information overload. This is Soviet tyranny. I mean, this is Nazi tyranny. This is in your face. And then we have this we put out last week, but it's finally got national attention today. The appendix of terror groups, and it says independent media that takes mainstream media and makes connections, that you're basically a terrorist. This is the latest Homeland Security. Burma's covered this in detail last night, and it says alternative media, a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in mass media products and outlets. And they tell the police, just like they say veterans the number one threat, gun owners, ammo buyers, they say they are terrorists. They could be terrorists that want to kill you. And it just goes on. It says if you're against abortion, period, you're a terrorist. It says if you're anti-immigration, it says if you're against open borders, you're a terrorist. Anti-technology, if you're worried about, you know, robot killers in the army, decentralized terror movement. It says anybody who's politically active, who's a loner, a terrorist. It literally goes on and on. Leaderless resistance. Everything our founding fathers talked about, and they mix it in with Nazis and people. So see, first they take Nazis' free speech because they're unsavory, and then they take your free speech. And they're now, I've been detained, told I was arrested for 15 hours in Canada because I was there to cover Bilderberg. They said, that's illegal to do. They said, we're going to set you up and put you in prison. That came out in mainstream news. Canada doesn't let George Galloway come into Canada. England doesn't let Michael Savage go in over there. They're putting people on all these lists. England is arresting BBC reporters that say rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals, and they say the word homosexual, just to say the word, which isn't even derogatory, is arrestable offense. He was arrested, Robin Page. I have hundreds of examples. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. Then, our unofficial YouTube page that was nothing but my video show, the simulcasted TV show that a fan started a year and a half ago, was getting on average. I was just counting this up last week. And YouTube was telling them in emails, one more strike, you get two strikes in a year. The third one, you're banned. And they sent him one from a year and a half ago over a video clip, which was obviously fair use, a short clip of the news, but whatever. Then he got a message suddenly last week saying, we're counting those strikes from a year before. Supposed to go away according to their rules in a year. Didn't. They said, we're keeping that strike. And now we're looking at your account because you showed in the order from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, you showed the news article about the Pittsburgh shooter. An article attacking me saying I influenced in killing. Now, that stuff all had to get retracted later. What did the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette do? They say I can't show an article I'm in and defend myself. It's not enough to libel me. They have to then say I'm not allowed to counter them now. I mean, if that isn't tyranny, I don't know what is. So, I saw this last night, posted an article about it up on Infowars.com and PrismaBlock.com. I'm going to ask Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson to write an article about this. And yes, I saw some of the YouTube moderators and minions on there going, look at Alex giving out our number. Oh, I hadn't done that yet, but since you accused me of it, we're going to do it right now. But it's more important to call the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and say you put in a internet takedown notice of copyright infringement saying we can't show a news article, which Washington Journal does, which in the papers, is the name of a news show for decades in New York TV. Everybody shows news clips on TV. It's totally protected, especially 110% if it's about you. I could show an article attacking me saying I basically influenced people to commit cop killing and defend myself, you bastards. You have reached the very definition of racketeering against the First Amendment to suppress my free speech, to protect my name in association with murder. I mean, I couldn't think of a better court case against you. Malicious intent to stop my free speech and defending myself, because the video they got rid of was a clip of a Sunday show where I countered it after that Saturday. So here is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette phone number. David Schermbeman, executive editor, 412-263-1890. 412-263-1890. Susan Smith, managing editor, 412-263-1858. I mean, come on, you got to allow me to defend myself when you basically imply I had the cops killed. I mean, you got to go ahead and let me defend myself, you bastards. You going to claim it's a copyright to give your stinking little phone number out? It isn't enough, you're trying to destroy my life? You won't let me defend myself, you bastards? Susan Smith, managing editor, 412-263-1858. Mary Leonard, deputy managing editor, 412-263-0443. Call them today, tomorrow, until they take down their fake copyright claim on me. You people make me they're claiming it's a photocopy, too, because they took his MySpace photo that the Southern Poverty Law Center gave him within hours. In the computers, they give him the MySpace, and they say his MySpace photo is theirs, too. You guys make me sick. How much damage you got to do to me before you're done? You're drawing first blood. Watch your ass. Excuse me, folks. I'm really fired up today. I apologize. I'm tired of being implied I'm cop killing, and I'm tired of all of my free speech being violated. Anyways, you can call their newsroom, 412-263-1973. You can just go to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and find their phone numbers online, but there they are on screen. Now, here is another really important one. You call YouTube, who claims that their parent company, Google, owns all books ever published and are digitizing them and putting them on the web, making advertising money off of them. I mean, these are the biggest open thieves of data. But see, they're government-backed and government-founded. They really are government front. We've proven that. We've had CIA agents on to expose it. It's been mainstream news. So they're allowed to break all the rules. I can't show a news article on air, but you claim you own my book and every other book ever published? I mean, you people are sick. Okay, here it is. I just called and got an operator, was happy to take my call, just as YouTube does not take any inbound calls. However, I have learned that when you bark up at the top of the tree, things get done. Follow my exact instructions and respectfully tell them that you are displeased with YouTube pulling the Alex Jones channel. Follow these steps. Step one, dial 650-253-0000. 650-253-0000. Step two, dial 8 to search by last name. I would just get the operators and demand the person yourself. Dial 8 to search by name. Just call people randomly there. Step three, when it asks for you to enter the first few letters of the person's last name, do the following. Shalar Kamagar, Vice President, Product Management. Dial 52626 and wait. 52626, then wait. Operator will ask you to push. See, they think you're too dumb to go through this trouble. This is meant so you. Operator will ask you to push 1 or 2 to speak to Salazar or Shalar. Push the correct number. David Un, and once you dial in, you dial 32843, and others. So here's their main number, 650-253-0000, 650-253-0000. Now, again, they took the site down for a news article. Okay, that's the one that did it. And if they can get away with this and just condition us that they can selectively enforce and do what they want, I mean, this is the company stealing every bit of media on planet publicly and thumbing their nose at everybody. Saying all books ever written they own, and they just literally say, we're with the government, we have SWAT teams standing by. Ah, we're liberal, do no evil. Bull, you're CIA.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today.
at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You know, I'm going to be hosting the first hour of Jason Burmese's show tonight. I'm going to be up here working on a film I'm going to announce tomorrow. It's done tonight. A little special, something quick we're putting out. Ba-ba-boom. And Robert, Sherry, Wendy, Greg, Michael, you can all call in there. I'm going to go to Sherry and Wendy right now, but I'll be on. I want to hear what happened when you called Google, what happened when you called the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette tonight in that first hour. Then we'll throw it over to Stuart Rhodes with the Oath Keepers. Reports on that and Jason Berman's for another 2 hours. So 9 o'clock Central tonight, special transmission on the attack on free speech in the United States. Don't forget, they've shut down our YouTube channel. We have an auxiliary backup. The Info Warrior, links to that up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But just Google YouTube, The Info Warrior, and it'll come up. That was Burmese's channel. We're going to make that my main channel for now and make a new auxiliary for him. So that is going on. Just amazing attacks on free speech everywhere. Before I take some final calls from Sherry and Wendy, at least, and I apologize to everybody else, I did want to tell you about one final sponsor, and that's New Silver Solution. This really is a great nano silver. You've heard all the medical doctors we've had on telling you that in all the studies, this is an antibacterial and antiviral. You take an antibiotic, it doesn't take care of viruses. You take an antiviral, it doesn't take care of bacteria. Well, this attacks them all. Is it a silver bullet, pun intended? It certainly helps, and that's been proven. So check them out at supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com today. I mean, when I get a sore throat, folks, I start guzzling silver. And colloidal generators are great, but this makes them even smaller with their patented system. SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com. Check them out today. They also have a lot of topical Super Silver gels that are really excellent for topical things. Just amazing. Check out all their products at SupernaturalSilver.com. Okay, let's go to Sherry in Nevada. Come on in. What's going on?
Hi, Alex.
Hold on, he just ran in here. I apologize. What's going on?
Somebody sent us a fax a while back, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette posted Poplawski's Social Security number on their website. So I got that fax right now. And
what kind of psychos are these?
I don't know. I mean, they can do it, you know, they could post somebody's Social Security number, but we, you know, you can't hold an article up. It's crazy.
About me. I'm sorry. Right, okay. Yeah, but I'm going after them all. Ma'am, I apologize. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sharon.
I'm a member of your station, and I was wondering if there's any way you can up it from $5.95 to like $10 a month, so that would help you continue with what you're doing.
It would just be better, and I wouldn't have to have so many ads and things, if folks would just, everybody that's listening would become a member or think about becoming a PrisonPlanet.tv member. I mean, I'm trying to give the videos out free, a lot of them. I just don't have the money. And
yeah,
so it is members that are subsidizing the few videos I make, you know, and put out for free. You know, people that tell me I should give them all out for free, where does the money come from? People should support all of our AM and FM affiliates as well. You know, they've got a lot of cost as well. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's just what my suggestion, because I think most people would be willing to pay, you know, $10 to help you through this hard time, you know, so
I want to keep it low. And I mean, the model of me trying to give videos out free, we're so popular that, I mean, I'd probably have to be worth $10 million or something to go. I mean, that's how much bandwidth costs. I mean, I'm spending 20-something grand a month just on bandwidth right now. Well, that's only for CDNs. The rest of the servers, what, another $5,000-$6,000? $26,000 a month? I mean, I don't, it's hard to crack that nut every month, but it is the PrisonPlanet.tv members that allow us to do that, at least part of it. Thank you so much. You know, I'm sorry to, we'll let Wendy take us out of here. Wendy in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, I want to bring attention to the SB 298, which has passed the Senate.
Is that the hate crimes bill?
That is the Texas bill that lets them search, and it's a sobriety checkpoint is what it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, warrantless sobriety. You know, I forgot about the hate bill that passed the Senate. I mean, past committee that would go after free speech. I mean, we're being hit everywhere. Back tonight. Call me back tonight, man. We'll first the line. 9 to midnight. We'll be here on the Info Warrior. And then back tomorrow, 11 to 3. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Now go get Google. Get them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.